Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got a project that you've been thinking about doing, maybe you're planning it for the year ahead, which is right around the corner, now would be a great time to reach out to us for some tips. We can help you shorten that project up, get started on the right foot, make sure that you don't take the wrong path and get yourself into a hole that maybe then we have to help you get out of. But we're pretty good at this. We've been doing this a long time, and we would love to share some of our knowledge with you to help make those projects go quicker, go faster, and come out exactly like you want them to be. So you can do it once, do it right, and get back to and just enjoying and relaxing in your home. If you've got a question, you can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever felt like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, and dull, new cabinets are not the only option. You can save that expense because we're going to highlight options for refacing or refinishing your cabinets without breaking the bank in just a bit.
And if you've been enjoying warm fires so far this chilly season, now is the right time to make sure that your chimney is safe.
And with lots of cleaning going on this month, with all the holiday visits happening, one of the hardest surfaces to get clean is tile, and specifically tile floors. So we're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help you get tile bright and cheery in no time at all.
And whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to your questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor. I know now is the busy time of year with all your family and friends, and the holidays are happening. So maybe you're planning something for the new year, or maybe you're trying to get something done quick before the guests arrive. Whatever it is, give us a call. We're standing by to help.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mark in Tennessee needs some help adding some insulation to the attic space. Tell us about the project.
What I have is a 23-year-old split-level home, and I've got about 800 square feet over the bedrooms and the two bathrooms upstairs, with only very, very limited access to the attic area. There's one hole that's 18 by 12, which was put in the original house, and the other is an outside gable vent, which is 18 by 18, and those are the only two ways that I can get in to add insulation. Neither one would be good for a blower, or the rolls couldn't get through the holes. Help me, help me.
Put a bigger attic access in there. I mean, it's a very easy thing to do. You simply have to, you know, cut more of the drywall out. In the same way that access point was put in to begin with, you could certainly put a larger one in. just cut the drywall back along the ceiling joists. You need to sort of frame it out so it's square on the ends, and then you can make a panel that drops in there to keep it closed. Best place to do that, of course, in a closet where it's not very obvious. Now, do you have much height in that attic? Would it be worth putting a stair, an attic stair in?
Well, it would be too tight for a stair, and the current access is located in a shallow closet anyway.
Can that be opened up and made larger?
Not the depth of the closet, no. I could go width of the closet, but I'm guessing I'm going to be hitting some trusses.
Well, the thing is, you're going to work around the trusses. If you've got trusses, they're probably 24 inches on center. That's where most trusses are set. So make the width of the opening 24 inches and make the depth of it about 36. And that would be plenty big enough to get a ladder up into that hole and get yourself up there and anything else that you need to get up there as well.
Well, outstanding. That's why I listen and that's why I call.
Good luck, Mark. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, you could... It was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yes.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. An electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe a dollar a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Trane or by April Air, and there are a number of others as well. But don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work, and some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning. But either of those two brands, either Trane or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, are your kitchen cabinets ready for a refresh? We're going to highlight options for refacing or refinishing your cabinets without breaking the bank when the Money Pit returns. Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deist Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeistCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Evenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I hope you guys are enjoying this holiday season, getting ready for the next round of visitations. If you've got a project that you'd like to tackle, now would be a great time to reach out to us with your questions.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit today. We are giving away an awesome prize. We've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. This is a great tool for upholstery, woodworking, insulation, crafting projects. It fires 5 different types of fasteners, so you're going to be able to tackle a ton of projects. And it's really compact and cordless, so you can get into all those tight spots and finish that project. No problemo. It's available for $75 at stores, but it could be yours for free.
That Arrow Cordless 5-in-1 is a professional staple and nail gun, along with a year's supply of brad nails and staples, is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com.
Tom in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a driveway cleaning project. What's going on?
I've got a driveway, a concrete driveway that I put in about 10 years ago, and it's maybe 60-plus feet, couple of car lengths wide, couple of car widths wide, and I had an oil leak in a truck and really wasn't paying much attention to it until one day I noticed it. And there was quite a bit of staining down there, so I got some oil dry, started putting it down. And it held, but there's still some staining there. I never sealed it. And then I've also got, you know, from leaves and stuff. So I just was wondering, I was thinking about getting a power cleaner and maybe some kind of detergent and clean it up, or do I just live with it?
What you can do to try to clean this is to use a product called TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's available at home centers and hardware stores, usually in the painting aisle. You mix it up into sort of a paste-like consistency, apply it to the stain, let it sit there for, you know, a little while, and then you can rinse it off. And that will tend to draw the oil out of it. It's not a miracle cure, but it does a pretty good job of cleaning up oil stains.
Do I need a power washer or just hose it off?
No, you just hose it off. You know, a lot of pressure is not your friend here. It's really just having the right products on that oil to kind of draw it out.
Yeah, and once you know, when you're in the paint aisle getting the TSP, right next to it you can get, you know, like a paint tray liner and just maybe slide that under the truck for a while.
There you go.
I should probably just attach something under there.
Yeah, attach it, and then you can set up a couple of traffic cones, and then every day when you come home, you fill up to the cones, you know that the pan under the car will be directly aligned with the leak, and that'll be it.
All right, very good. Well, okay, I will take all that into consideration. Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got LT in California on the line, who's dealing with a shower that goes from hot to cold and all over. That doesn't sound very pleasurable, LT. What's going on?
Oh, it sure isn't. It's very shocking. I live in a ranch-style house. The water heater is in the garage at one end of the house, and the two bathrooms are at the other end of the house. And whenever someone flushes a toilet or turns on the tap or the sprinkling or drip system comes on, the water will go from hot to pure cold, and I'll have to readjust it.
And the reason that happens is because the pressures are imbalanced. In other words, you adjust the temperature in your shower, and that's based on the pressure of water that's coming from the hot and coming from the cold. And once that's locked in, the temperature stays where you want it. But when someone down the line, say, spills off some of the cold water because now they're flushing a toilet or washing their hands, then there's going to be less cold water going into that same mix, which means the water temperature is going to get higher or hotter. And so the solution is a new valve for the shower, and it's called a pressure-balanced valve. And what a pressure-balanced valve does is it maintains the mix in spite of the pressure differential. So what could happen in that scenario is if you adjusted it and then someone flushed the toilet, you may get less pressure overall, so the shower may be not quite as strong, but the temperature won't change. The mix won't change. The mix is locked in. It's set right there, regardless of how much pressure variation you have on the hot water and the cold water coming into it. So common problem, straightforward solution. It's called a pressure balance valve.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I listen to your program every week. I have your book, and I've learned so much from both of you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, kitchens are one place in your house where most of us do spend a lot of time. But if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, maybe even dull, it might not be your favorite room.
Well, the good news is that there are options for getting a new look without breaking the bank. Kitchen cabinets can be replaced, refaced, or just refinished.
So, Tom, let's start by talking about what refacing is versus replacing. What's the best way to kind of determine whether refacing is going to do the job or you're in need of a full-blown replacement of your cabinets?
Well, replacing, of course, is just that. You tear it out and start again. Replace when you want to reconfigure the layout or when the existing cabinets are kind of junky and not worth really doing anything with. Refacing is when you have some decent cabinets and you just want to reface the surfaces of those cabinets as well as add new doors or drawer fronts or hardware. That's a lot less expensive and can actually make a pretty dramatic difference without going overboard on the budget. But remember, you can't make a lot of changes. You're pretty much stuck with the layout that you have right now. So if it's just the cabinet surface and the doors that you don't like, that's a great choice.
Yeah, and there are a few things that you need to consider when determining if your kitchen is a candidate for refacing. First of all, you have to be happy, like Tom said, with the existing configuration because it's not going to change. You're not adding new cabinets. You're not moving things around. It's exactly the same. It just looks different. And your cabinets should be good quality when we're talking about the structure. I mean, if you've got some, you know, old or not so well-made cabinets where the boxes themselves aren't in the best shape, then it doesn't make sense to spend the money doing that. So you got to kind of figure those two factors in when you're deciding.
Now, refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move since repainting or restaining is really a great DIY project that delivers great results. Plus, guess what? Painted kitchen cabinets, they are all the rage right now. I mean, folks are paying more for painted kitchen cabinets than they used to pay for staining cabinets. It's kind of crazy. So it's a good time to do that. But you have to remember that if you're going to take on that project, the most important step is to make sure you have the right primer. There is a type of primer called a bonding primer. It's like a primer that has high adhesive qualities, and it really sticks to those old finishes. And that's really the first step. After the bonding primer, you can put on a top coat. But if you don't have that primer that sticks, you're going to be very sad because you're going to find that paint peels off. But if you do it well, that could be a cabinet finish that really lasts for decades.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling. And I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three.
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Sue in Ohio needs some help cleaning a carpet. Tell us what's going on.
I have a concrete sunk porch slab that has had been covered with black carpeting. And we had a very muggy summer this year, and green mold started to grow on it. And I tried, washing it off and rinsing it off, and it just won't take care of it. And I know that you had helped other people with mold problems with 10% bleach, but I wouldn't dare put bleach on that black carpet. I wondered if there's something else that will kill that mold.
Well, how do we know it's mold? It sounds like algae.
Could it be?
It could be, yeah. What I would do is I would simply, if the carpet's that dirty, I would simply go out and rent a steam cleaner, rent a carpet cleaner. Those carpet cleaners are pretty darn effective. I rented one myself at the Home Depot just a few weeks ago for a couple of rooms in an apartment that we own that was getting a new tenant. And I'm always astounded with what a phenomenal job those steam cleaners do on what looks like carpet that has to be torn out. But when you steam clean it with the right materials, use the chemicals that come with the machine, it does a really good job. You just got to take your time. You usually have to go over it a couple of times, and it takes a little bit of work, but it really does a great job. So I wouldn't try to do this any other way. The way the steam cleaners work is water is injected into the carpet, and then almost at the same time, a very strong vacuum pulls that water back out with the dirt and debris attached to it.
Oh, so the steam kills the algae.
Yes, it'll clean it, and then if you dry it really well after that, it should stop it from coming back.
Okay. Well, that'll help me. Yeah.
All right, and it won't damage the color.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you've got an older home, you probably have an older chimney, and older chimneys often don't have liners, and that can be unsafe. We're going to tell you how to figure out if you've got one or not when we return. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we love you joining us here on the weekends at the Money Pit. But did you know that you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Lewis from Michigan on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
The house was built in 1929. The siding, it's a siding question. The siding is asbestos concrete shingles. We have iron in our well water. When spraying the flower, the water is accumulated over the years on the shingles. Now, one wall of the house now has a golden glow. Any recommendations for removing the iron golden glow?
Well, if it's siding, you're going to have to clean it and paint it. That's the only thing you can really do. I mean, you could wash this house down. You can use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, that will tend to take out some of that. But you're going to end up having to paint this siding. That's the nice thing about asbestos is it lasts forever. The not so nice thing about it is it has to be painted forever. But it's a non-organic product, so it will not rot. It will not fall apart organically. But it doesn't look very nice, and it does absorb a stain and needs to be constantly maintained. Because the asbestos is held inside of a cement binder, it's not a safety risk. It's just really a maintenance headache.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with that project.
Well, if you have an older home, you probably have an older chimney. And an older chimney usually doesn't have a liner, and that can be unsafe. So here's what you need to know.
Now, first, think about what a liner actually does. It lines, literally, the inside of a masonry fireplace and chimney. And it's really important for containing the byproducts of combustion, including the parts of combustion that can be dangerous for you, like creosote. It's also very important to contain the heat of the fire itself so that the fireplace works efficiently.
Yeah, now the liners can be made of clay or metal, or they can be cast in place. And there's advantages to each type. So with a clay liner, they're inexpensive and they work well for open fireplace chimneys that are properly maintained. Metal liners, they're most used for retrofitting into an older unlined fireplace. And this can help make an older unlined chimney safer for wood burning. And these liners are also useful. Now, cast-in-place chimney liners, they're lightweight, they're castable, they're cement-like products that are installed inside the chimney, forming a smooth, seamless, insulated passageway for the flue gases. I mean, you're really creating a barrier with this liner, and that's super important.
And, you know, another advantage of cast-in-place that a lot of folks don't realize is that it can actually improve the structural integrity of an old chimney because they're permanent liners that are really suitable for all fuels.
Yeah, so how do you know, Tom, when it's time to actually add or replace that liner?
Well, the best way to know is with a chimney inspection. And if you have a reputable chimney sweep or a home inspector, better yet, who has a camera, they can actually physically show you any problems. There's a way to snake a camera down the entire length of the chimney, just the same way you can look, you can have a camera that goes into a drain pipe. And this is something that you ought to be doing occasionally, maybe once a season, if you intend to use your fireplace regularly, just to make sure that no cracks or any type of deterioration is formed in that chimney liner. Because if it's intact and in place, it's going to be safe and it'll be easy to maintain going forward.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house and I've been ripping out the plaster walls. And I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff, and I was wondering if that is a firewall because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out. And if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, an inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire-rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. Regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there would be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It's like in two-foot
strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath or like you would think of sheetrock in those 2 foot wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visits happening. And one of the harder surfaces to get clean are your tile floors. We've got some quick cleaning tips to help you after this.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. The 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $40 off plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Maybe you're just getting ready for the holidays. Maybe you've got some projects going on. Whatever it is, we're standing by to lend a hand. But hey, have you guys been wondering, like, how do I get the Money Pit during the week? I love the show so much on the weekends. Where can I listen all the time?
Oh, I'm sure, yes, they're all thinking of that.
I mean, maybe it's on their Christmas wish list.
That's right.
I wish for more Money Pit. Well, holiday wish granted, you guys. You know, you can get the Money Pit podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. So, you know, happy holidays. You're welcome.
If you've got some tools on your wish list this holiday season, you just might want to reach out to us with your question right now, because one listener drawn at random is going to win the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. It's great for upholstery, woodworking, insulation, crafts, and hanging holiday decorations, I'm sure. It features 5 different types of fasteners, and it fires over 1,000 shots on one full charge. It's worth $75 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button.
Carolyn, Texas is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color, and they're not very attractive. And I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on them, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. What we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood, and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years, and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where. You know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That's just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit, because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and you know, a glossy latex will do the trick, but you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you, and I appreciate your help.
Carol, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, this time of year, there's a lot of cleaning going on and a lot of holiday visits happening, and one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. Have you ever noticed that the tile floors almost never look as good as the day you put them down?
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. It feels like it just gets more, like, dingy looking over time, and you can almost never get that beautiful new look back. So we rounded up some tips on how you can remove the top 6 stubborn stains from ceramic tile. Now, this usually happens around the holidays. Gum, wax, sticky substances. I mean, you got kids over, they're eating candy, they're making big messes, candles are burning, you can get wax on the floor. So here's a couple of ways to handle these kind of sticky situations. You want to place some ice cubes in a resealable plastic bag and then lay that ice pack on top of that sticky stain and leave it there until that sticky residue is solidified. Then you can carefully chip it away using a popsicle stick or something else that won't scratch your tile. I've also done this when I've gotten gum on a pair of pants. I actually just put the pants right in the freezer.
Oh, good trick.
Definitely
yeah.
A good trick. Mm-hmm. Now, blood, Bleach is the key here, so you want to mix up a diluted solution to lift that stain, and then make sure you rinse the tile really, really well. Now, with coffee, tea, or juice stains, you want to wash that stain first with detergent and soap, and then you can use that same diluted bleach solution to just kind of rinse the area and clean it off.
Now, if you've got grease or fat-based stains, that's a little different story. You want to mix up a non-abrasive floor cleaner, like maybe soft scrub, with club soda or carbonated water, and then work it into the stain and then rinse. And if we're talking about ink or clothing dye, diluted bleach will help here too, but you can step up the strength by soaking a cloth in the bleach, place it on top of the ink stain, and then leave the cloth in place until the stain has dissolved, and then rinse the tile well.
Yeah, nail polish. I swear, when we first moved into the house, a whole bottle of nail polish fell out of the bathroom medicine cabinet and just shattered everywhere. So it's a tricky stain. So if you do spill it, try using that nail polish remover right away to lift off the nail polish. But if the stain is remaining on the tile, you can try a diluted bleach solution and kind of just sit it on that nail polish. It'll kind of break it down in the same way, and that should lift it right off.
If you missed any of that, we've got a great post on MoneyPit.com about stain removing secrets. You'll find that online at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, radon is a gas that can build up in your house and cause cancer. But if you find radon, can you get rid of it? We're going to share the answer next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
With odd-shaped nooks and corners, I don't want to be short or pay for extra that I don't need. What's the best way to measure carpet for this type of space?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, you count one square yard of carpet for every step you have. So that's one way you can start. And then you can measure the distances of those, or the lengths and widths of those landings, and then add that in. But since it's a fairly complicated stair with all those landings, I just have a carpet guy come and give you an estimate for that. Or you can do what I did. I just had to run carpet up a set of stairs with two landings. I just took pictures. I took some pictures and I did a video walking up the stairs, and I went into my carpet store and said, this is what I got to do. And they're like, yep, got it, no problem. And they gave me a price on the spot. Seems fair. So I just said yes, and we were done.
I mean, really, it is kind of best to have the pro come in, because then they're going to give you tips and tricks of, like, you know, which way you're going to install it, what the pattern does, how well it's going to wear. So it'll help you stay, you know, sort of right on budget with how much you want to spend and get the right amount.
You know, there's actually a number of varieties in terms of how you can carpet a stair, by the way. You know, you can carpet, like in my house, I have just the tread carpeted, like almost like a runner up the middle, because the wood of the tread itself is nice, and we finished it and stained it, and it looks really attractive that way. But in the new stair that we just did, it was an old, what's called a box stair. It was kind of closed in on both sides. So in that case, we just basically covered the entire tread and riser. We left the side part of the stair itself, because I think it looks tacky when you do the stringers. You know, on the inside, it just doesn't look right, kind of chintzy. It was equally easy to do, but I knew it was going to wear very well because it was tucked in on both sides of the tread. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show in the jolly time of the year when we're all taking on ho-ho home improvement projects. Get it? Well, maybe not. Maybe you're just chilling right now and enjoying yourself. We hope you are, because you've got a lot of work to do next year. We know it, and we're going to be here to help you tackle those projects. In fact, I saw a recent survey last day. 60% of American homeowners are planning on taking on their own home maintenance chores next year. So we will be there with you to help you get those done every step of the way. Until then, happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House panel investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol is considering recommending the Justice Department pursue unprecedented criminal charges against former President Trump.
Besides charges of an uprising aiming to overthrow the government, the panel is also considering recommending prosecutors pursue charges for obstructing an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States. The committee's deliberations were continuing late Friday, and no decisions were formalized on which specific charges the committee would refer to the Justice Department. The panel is to meet publicly Monday afternoon when any recommendations will be made public. The panel's lawyers argued that those three criminal statutes were the strongest cases to make. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An early white Christmas in the Northeast. Utility crews working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers across New England and New York after a powerful storm dumped 2 feet of snow in some places. More than 160,000 customers in New England were in the dark as of this afternoon. Another 20,000 without power in New York. Nearly 61,000 in New Hampshire got their power back this afternoon, but still 40,000 have no juice. President Biden encouraging military veterans to sign up for expanded benefits under a new law.
In his home state of Delaware, the president visited veterans at a National Guard facility named after his late son. He touted the law known as the PACT Act.
And it's one of the most significant laws in our history to help millions of veterans who are exposed to toxic substances during the military service.
The administration has been hosting events around the country to draw attention to the new benefits. According to the White House, more than 730,000 veterans have already received health screenings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration reversing a decades-old decision to revoke the security clearance of Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb. More news at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Overseas,
police at the site of a landslide in Malaysia have confirmed more bodies have been recovered. Rescue workers have been using tracker dogs and excavators to scour through rubble and mud in search of at least a dozen people believed still buried in a landslide that killed at least 20 others, including 5 children. A regional police chief, Sufian Badula, tells reporters the latest news is the discovery of 2 bodies, which were found at a location called Hillview. Authorities say around 94 people were sleeping at an unlicensed campground on an organic farm early Friday when the dirt tumbled down from a road about 100 feet above the site and covered around 3 acres. Most were families enjoying a short vacation during the year-end school break. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at townhall.com. The father of the Illinois man charged with killing seven people at a July 4th parade appeared in court today on seven felony counts for helping his son get a gun license. The latest in this report from Julie Walker.
Robert Cremo Jr.'s bond was set at $50,000. The judge agreed to his release. He must hand over any guns at home. On Friday, when Cremo turned himself in, Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart said charges were based on the dad sponsoring his son's application for a gun license before the July 4th shooting outside Chicago.
Parents and guardians are in the best position to decide whether their teenagers should have a weapon.
Reinhart wouldn't elaborate, but authorities have said accused shooter Robert Cremo III attempted suicide by machete, and family members had said he threatened to kill everyone. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diver.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Arrow Fasteners, and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You got a home repair that's giving you trouble. You need help solving a problem. You got a do-it-yourself dilemma. You got a decorating dilemma. Listen, if you got a decorating dilemma, there's no better person to seek help from than my friend Leslie, because she will nail it the first time, guaranteed. Woo-hoo. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. You can record your question right there, and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Coming up on today's show, are you planning to do some window shopping, like for windows? Well, you might find that it's pretty confusing when you have to buy windows, because there are many, many options to go through. But there is one label that's required to be on every new window sold, and if you know how to read it, it makes finding the best window very, very simple. So we're going to share this trick of the trade in just a bit.
And if you're planning on selling your home this coming year, there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to get rid of those buyers. We're going to share what you should avoid before those potential buyers show up.
And did you know that if your TV, your computer, lots of other appliances are plugged in, they are actually quietly draining electricity all day, every day, even when they're turned off? It's called vampire power, and we're going to share some tips on how to save all that wasted money.
I want to waste your money. That's what they're saying.
That's right.
But first, guys, we are here to lend a hand this holiday season, whatever it is. Maybe you need a gift idea, a project for the new year. We are standing by, so give us a call, and we'll help you out.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace.
And it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there. And now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And, of course, it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wade in South Dakota is on the line and has a question about siding. How can we help you?
Hi. We had a big hailstorm come through, and it took out a bunch of our siding, our steel siding. And I'm kind of fighting with the insurance company to find an exact match. My question, I guess, is the house is close to 20 years old. What are the chances that the siding that they pick is going to match up with the color?
Between little and none.
That's kind of what I figured.
And listen, Wade, this is not a new argument with insurance companies. It happens all the time with roof damage, you know. Like, say you get ice stand damage and you have to just replace, like, 3 feet of roof on the front of the house, or maybe you get leaks around a vent or something and you have to replace a piece of roof. Insurance companies traditionally replace the entire roof. In your case, they should be replacing all of your siding without argument, because they've got to restore it at least as good as it was before, and giving you mismatched siding isn't what you contracted them to do. So I would stick to your guns. And sure, give them the opportunity to find a replacement, but they won't be able to, and you don't have to accept it, and you can insist that it all be replaced with brand new siding. Do you have a private adjuster on this to help you with the claim?
Somebody that the insurance company contacted, yes.
That adjuster is working for the insurance company. What you want to do is get a public adjuster, and a public adjuster works for you, the public, and they work on commission, so it doesn't really cost you much to have these guys on the job. And they're there to find every single solitary thing that they can claim for and get that into the claim. So everything from picking up the nails on your property that will be part of that construction project to getting the whole house resided, they try to get that claim as full as possible, because the more they find, the more money they make, because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heidi in Oregon's dealing with a stinky shower. What's going on?
We have a two-story house. The one shower is in the basement downstairs. It's a daylight basement, but it's built back into the side hill. And what I've noticed is that after showering, you leave the bathroom and you come back in, and there is this sour towel smell. It's not a sewer smell or a septic smell, but it smells like a towel that has been left damp somewhere, and it's just been left to kind of mold or do whatever. But I've changed the towels, and I come back in the bathroom, and I've located the smell with my nose and gone right down to the drain, and it's coming out of the drain in the shower.
What this might be is something called biogas, and when the water drains and it takes with it the soap scum and everything else, You can get germs that are going to grow in that. And that biological material off gases and can make horrible smells. So,
well, you know, that- that's what we thought, too, because it's in both showers, upstairs and downstairs. And we only smell it, obviously, after someone has showered and it was wet. So we've taken the grates off. We've cleaned with a bottle brush. You know, I look with a flashlight down there, and those pipes are, they're spick and span clean all the way down to the P-trap.
Have you used any kind of an oxygenated bleach down those traps?
No, we don't do that because we're on a septic tank, and we don't want to kill all the good bacteria in the septic, and so I've been afraid to use anything. I've tried vinegar. I've used Lysol spray.
Well, not so much vinegar, yeah. Why don't you use borax?
Borax. Okay. And pour it down into the drain? Because, you know.
Well, now what I want you to do is I want you to get a solution of hot soapy water with borax in it, and I want you to scrub the inside of that drain, all the different parts, you know, with a big thick bottle brush. Get as much of that trap cleaned as you can and see if that reduces it. And by the way, do you have ventilation in those bathrooms?
Yeah, there's windows. Uh-huh.
Do you have fans that you could leave on after bath fans?
Yes, and we always turn the fan on when we shower.
And keep it on when you're done?
Well, no, we usually shut it off when we're done.
So, yeah, that's another thing I would change, that behavior I would change. What I would do is I would replace the bath fan switch with one that's on a timer or a humidistat, so that after you are done showering and leave the bathroom, it stays on for another 15 or 20 minutes.
But we'll go ahead and try that then and see what happens.
All right, Heidi, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us during this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Hey, guys, if you've been thinking about purchasing some new windows, but you're finding that the process is really confusing, there's a simple rating that can cut through all the claims of energy efficiency you're going to run into. That's going to help you compare the energy performance of the windows, doors, and skylights. We're going to help you clear away all that confusion next.
We live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like legendary butcher's cut filet mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen when you want when you download The Money Pit podcast. It's free at moneypit.com/podcast.
What are you guys working on this holiday season? Maybe you're too shy to reach out to Team Money Pit. Well, don't be, because we've got an awesome prize to give away this hour, and it could be yours. We've got up for grabs a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. This staple gun shoots 5 different types of fasteners, so whether you've got an upholstery project or woodworking or you're hanging insulation, you've got the right tool for the job. It's compact, so you can get into a lot of tight spaces, and it'll fire 1,000 staples in a single charge. So project's done.
Well, the Arrow Cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun, along with a year's supply of brad nails and staples. I wonder how they figure that out. What's a year's supply of brad nails? I guess they have a way of doing it. It's going to go out, though, to one listener, drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, call us with your question. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rob in Washington is on the line and is dealing with some flooding. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I own a one-acre lot, and I'm surrounded by, like, 58 acres of greenbelt. And my house sits up in the front of the lot. And I have a cement driveway that runs down into a 1,200-square-foot shop. And every time it rains here in Seattle, which is every other day,
yeah, frequently.
And it, at daylight savings, we get an extra hour of rain. But I get my shop floods, and I need to know what kind of drain system I can put in front of my shop. The cement is maybe 14, 16 feet wide.
So basically, Rob, what's happening is the water is running down the cement driveway and into the shop. Is that the main source of the water? What you need to do is to put a culvert across the driveway. So the way that works is you essentially cut the driveway in half. You slice out a gap in the driveway, and it might be 8 or 12 inches wide.
How close to the shop, though?
I would go probably a few feet in front of it. I wouldn't go too far away.
Okay.
Because that just gives you more water, more sidewalk to collect sort of in front of it. So I would go fairly close to it. And then you basically cut the driveway in half, and you drop this culvert in, which is sort of like a U-shaped channel. And then on the opposite end of it, it's attached to a drain line, which would go to a curtain drain. So the water would go down the garage, would fall into this culvert, and you can buy these or order these at building material supply centers that service, you know, masons and people that do more commercial type work. You'll be able to find these pre-made. And the drain tile, the drain pipe would connect to the culvert, so the water would go out to this drain line, and then you go into a curtain drain. So the curtain drain you'd make yourself, and again, on the downside of the property, you'd carve out an area about 12 to 18 inches wide and deep, fill it with stone, lay the drain pipe in there, cover it with more stone, put some filter cloth, and then some topsoil or whatever you're going to cover it with. So essentially, the drainage for this is invisible once it's done, but you're intercepting that runoff down the driveway and running it around the building and into the drain tile. And that pipe that you install there must be perforated. And I would recommend using solid PVC perforated pipe, not the flexible black like landscaping perforated pipe.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, considering that most homeowners only replace windows about every 20 to 30 years, choosing the right window among the dozens of choices that are available today is super important, but it's really challenging. So luckily, there's a rating code developed by the NFRC. Now, that stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it can help you quickly compare the energy performance of windows, doors, and skylights.
Now, two of NFRC's ratings are particularly important to know, the U factor and the solar heat gain coefficient. That's the SHGC. Now, if you understand these two ratings, you can make a really smart decision when comparing energy-efficient replacement windows, and that's going to help you save you money on both the heating and cooling costs. So first, let's talk about this U factor. That measures how well a window prevents heat from escaping a building, and it's rated from 0.09 to 1.2. The lower the U factor, the better the product is at keeping heat from getting out. And solar heat gain coefficient tells us how effectively the window blocks the sun's solar radiation and heat. It's rated on a scale of 0 to 1. The lower the number, the better. And that means the windows are really effective at blocking unwanted solar heat. In other words, your house is not going to heat up as easily, and it makes it a lot easier to cool it in the summer.
Yeah, now there's two other ratings that are part of the NFRC. Visible transmittance, which measures how much light is getting through the window, and condensation resistance, which tells you how good a window is at keeping moisture from forming on the inside or even between the panes, and air leakage, which tells you how good the window is at keeping out those drafts.
Now, all this info is contained in the NFRC label, which is on each and every window. So make sure you look for that label, refer to the sticker when you're shopping for windows, maybe take a picture of it. And this way you can compare it against other windows you're considering so you make the best choice for your home improvement project.
Greg from Iowa is on the line, is looking for some home maintenance tips. How can we help you?
Bought my new house, new construction, 8 years ago. And I'll be honest. Kind of embarrassing, but I've really done zero home maintenance since, other than changing the air filters every once in a while. I've done zero home maintenance things.
Well, that's why you bought a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
But alas, it's time to take on a few projects, huh? What's going on in the house now?
No, well, there's nothing wrong. It was just more of general maintenance that needs to happen, and I just don't know what to do.
So, general maintenance. So first of all, you know, when it gets chilly like it is now, it's time for you to do some heating system maintenance. Now, what kind of fuel do you have? You have gas, natural gas?
Yes.
So it's important to have your heating system serviced. You've apparently not done that for 8 years. You're well overdue. The reason for that is even though when you turn the heat on, it comes on and provides heat to your house, it could be doing so inefficiently, or at worst, it could be doing so dangerously. So every fall, you need to have your heating system cleaned and serviced to make sure it's running properly. And then in the summer, you'll have your air conditioning system serviced for the same reasons, not so much the danger, but more importantly, the efficiency. So those are two things you should be doing right now. And when your HVAC technician comes, he'll probably also take a look at the water heater, because sometimes the burners can get coated with rust, because natural gas is very corrosive when it burns. So that's the kind of thing that you probably need to do right away. The other maintenance tasks are really going to depend on, you know, kind of what's going on in the house. You know, if you've got a toilet that leaks or runs all the time, then you could need fill or flush valves. If you've got paint that's cracking or peeling, you could need paint. But the mechanical maintenance, I think, is most important because that's potentially dangerous. Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, are you seeing anything that you think needs attention?
No, nothing much. It's just been, I think we've had a pretty lucky 8 years, and there's been no crises at all. So
you better be knocking on a piece of wood right now.
Right. So it's time to get it maintained, I suppose, get some maintenance done for the HVAC, yes?
Yeah, and you know what's something you probably don't consider is your dryer vent, you know, the exhaust duct behind your dryer that exits the outside of your house? A lot of people don't think to clean that because lint does go out there and then get to the outside, and it can get stuck and it can get caught, and you should be cleaning that at least once a year, probably twice a year.
So I have to pull out the dryer to do that?
Yeah, so you pull the dryer away from the wall. There's a product called, it's a Gardist Lint Eater, is one of the ones that we've used, Tom and I, and you actually put it through the exit vent on the exterior of the house, and you sort of twist it through with like a drill driver motor, but you have to be very careful, and there's a certain direction you have to put it in. But it goes through, and the amount of stuff that comes out, I mean, it's you've never seen so much junk.
Well, indeed. Well, thanks a lot for the tips. Anything else that comes up? Anything else you can think of that is? Or are those the biggies?
There's so much to be done. You know, I think you just need to be aware, but take care of those mechanical things because that's where you can get yourself in trouble, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays. Thanks so much for joining us this weekend. If you're planning on selling your home this coming year, there's a few recent kitchen trends that are pretty much guaranteed to get rid of those buyers. We're going to share those and what you can do to update your kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tip of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak expert. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, happy holidays. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I know you're thinking, I want more Money Pit. I'm asking for it for Christmas. Well, we're delivering, you guys. Join the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe online at moneypit.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. And you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which gives you lots of time to prep for the weekend where you'll tackle those projects. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof I don't know how many different times trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put Ice and Water Shield in between the layers. So Ice and Water Shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks that's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put Ice and Water Shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any Ice and Water Shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have like rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long, you just can't bring it back.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming year, kitchens are an important aspect. But there's a few recent trends that new buyers are not liking. So first of all, let's talk about open shelving. I mean, there's seriously two types of people in this world, those who love open shelving in a kitchen and those who hate it. I personally hate it.
Well, that's because you're not like a neatnik. I mean, if you like to have, if you're like constantly cleaning your house, you would probably like open shelving because it's always going to catch a lot of dust, right?
Well, I mean, I like the look if you're styling those shelves constantly, because if it's an open space, I want it to look beautiful. I want it to look perfect. I want everything to be in its place. But like, let's be real. Nobody's going to put it back where you want it. So it's going to quickly look messy in the first place. So there's no guarantee that a potential buyer coming into your home is going to think like me or is going to think like a person who says, oh, I love this. This is amazing. I can see where everything is. So just keep kitchen cabinets, guys. It's better off.
Now, another thing to watch out for are sterile kitchens. While there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen look, some homeowners today take that idea really a bit overboard, I think. If your kitchen is so white and featureless and shiny that it could be mistaken for like an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So inject some color, some texture, and personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
All right, another thing is bright mosaic or tile backsplashes. They're eye-catching. If you've got no intention of moving anytime soon, then feel free to dive headfirst into this trend. However, if you think you're going to be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to like that color or that pattern that you've chosen. So stick with neutral tile selections because that's going to help potential buyers imagine how their own colors and style preferences are going to coordinate with the other elements in your kitchen. Same applies for a bathroom.
Now, finally, let's talk about bright kitchen cabinets. While painted cabinets are popular, if the color is overly bright, like a cobalt blue or a bright red, there's a good chance that the only thing the buyer is going to think is how much of a hassle and expense it might be to repaint them.
I do love a cobalt blue island, though.
Well, maybe, but that's just sort of like an accent piece, right? That's not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole room was cobalt
blue.
Not
everything.
So think about it. Think it through. Make the best decision. And if you do, your home is going to sell quickly and for the best possible price.
Happy holidays from Team Money Pit. Give us a call. We're standing by this holiday season to help you with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that if your TV, your computer, even other appliances are plugged in and not on, they're still quietly draining electricity even when they're off? That's right, you heard me. If it's off, it's still using power. The experts at Energy Star share some solutions, and we've got those tips next.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can grab your copy of the Money Pit podcast when you go to MoneyPit.com/podcast and listen when you want.
Looking for a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit? Well, first of all, you're going to get help with all of your project questions. But second, we're giving away a great prize this hour. We've got the Arrow Fastener 5-in-1 Professional Staple and Nail Gun. It's compact. It's powerful. It's worth $75. You can fire a ton of fasteners, 1,000 per charge, in fact. It's worth $75, as I said, but free to one lucky listener this hour. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Carrie in Alaska is dealing with a heating problem. It's cold there. What's going on?
I live off-grid with a battery bank and inverter with a solar and generator backup to recharge batteries. Consequently, I have a full electric house with propane direct vented furnace. My question is, will installing a drop ceiling improve my heating efficiency and lower my propane bill? Because my ceilings are like vaulted at 17 feet and a lot of the heat goes up. So I'm just wondering, basically a 12 by 24 foot area.
So Carrie, what you need to do is to not only put in that drop ceiling, but to put insulation bats above the drop ceiling. If you just put the drop ceiling in, you will not have enough R value in that drop ceiling to do the job you need it to do. So I would build the drop ceiling, and then I would put probably at least 12 inch thick unfaced fiberglass bats on top of it. It should be plenty strong enough to support that. Just stacked end to end right above that ceiling. You're going to have to kind of put the frame in, put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, and sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Carrie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know that if your TV, your computer, your laptop, your phone, any small appliance is plugged in, it may very quietly be draining electricity even when it's turned off? Electricity used by products when they're switched off is known as standby power, or as we call it, vampire power, because it kind of sucks the power out even when it's off, and it really can add up to some money.
It wants to suck the power and spend all your cash. I mean, and it might not be something that you notice like right away, but standby power is wasted energy and it's going to add up. In fact, according to the Department of Energy, it costs the average U.S. household as much as $100 a year.
Now, there are actually three easy things that you can do right now to reduce standby power and save some of that money. First, use a power strip and make sure it's got on and off switches. If you plug all of your electronics into a power strip, and then you flip off that power strip when the items are not in use, you know that they're truly off because there's no power going to that set of outlets. So that's an easy way to stop it basically right at the point it connects to your electrical system.
Now, another sure way to reduce your standby power load is to just unplug the products. Now, it's not convenient, and obviously there's some products that always need to be plugged in, like your refrigerator, for example, but there's others that you may not need to be plugged in all the time, like your toaster oven or countertop appliances, the coffee maker, your phone chargers, all the things.
And lastly, if you're ready to replace an appliance, always, always, always buy one that's Energy Star rated. These don't cost more than other ones, but if they've got the energy efficiency built in, you're going to use less standby power than something that's not Energy Star rated. So make sure you look for that Energy Star seal on any new appliance that you buy, small or big.
All right, there you go, guys. Three simple ways to reduce or eliminate your standby power and save some money, too. Get rid of those vampires.
Heading to Minnesota, where Deb is having some issues with an unlevel floor. What's going on?
We're in a house that the main part of the house was built in the 1930s, and that's our problem right now, although the rest of the house has got issues too. It's over a little over 3,000 square feet, and we tried to sell it, can't sell it, so we're staying, but we don't. There's only two people living in this big of a house, so we want to block off the upstairs and just live on the main floor. We were going to change the stairs and enclose them. Right now they're open stairway. But when we started doing that, the floor behind it is probably real close to an inch and a half dip.
And why is it important to you that you try to take this dip out of the floor? Because generally when dips form over many, many years, everything just kind of gets settled in that space, and it's not always a good idea. In fact, it's rarely a good idea to try to pick it back up unless it's an active structural problem, which I doubt this is.
We want to replace the steps going upstairs, and we can't do that because the steps that are there right now are actually twisting from the dip.
Well, that's not a problem. It's easier to build a set of steps that fits the existing floor structure than it is to try to fix the floor structure. You can easily make a set of steps that has a stringer that's longer on one side than the other. You know, very often when stairs are made, sometimes, especially custom stairs, they leave the stringers running long and the carpenters cut them on site so they fit perfectly in the home. But I don't think it's necessary to try to rebuild your floor just to fix the stairs. Okay, Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, are you an enthusiastic holiday decorator? I am. I love this time of year. We're going to share some tips to decorate your home without causing damage next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, it's Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where you'll also find the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, Chase in Colorado says, my wife and I just bought our very first house, and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills, but we watch some YouTube videos, and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to try? I don't think you're crazy to try it, Chase. You know, if you want to tackle any plumbing project, there's one sort of, in my view, Leslie, like go, no-go sort of decision point, and that's this.
Okay.
If you can turn off the valve that supplies water to that faucet, and it turns off easily, and you don't have to, like, really wrench it or wrap a towel around it or anything like that, it just goes off. Just as simply as the faucet itself would turn on and off, then what's the worst that could happen? Something doesn't fit, but the water's still off, so you can have some time to go get the right part and that sort of thing. But if you cannot turn that off, and maybe you have to go like to the main valve to stop water flowing in from it, I'd stop right there and just have a pro do it. You'll be much happier because you really need those valves to work. So I think it's something you can do. And plus, a lot of faucet manufacturers today are making it a lot easier to install these faucets for DIYers. They're making the parts easier to put together. They're adding some additional materials, additional hardware to make sure you have what you need. And I just put one in from Price Pfister that went together very simply because a manufacturer had thought through that whole thing. I didn't need special wrenches, which is something I would have needed to use not too long ago to make sure everything was tight.
That's awesome. I mean, it really is a great project. And, you know, not for nothing, you can learn a lot of stuff online if you're willing to be, you know, in charge and take on a project yourself that you're unfamiliar with.
Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to do that without damaging those window frames. Leslie's got some non-destructive tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie? Take it away. You got to put your staple gun away for this one, right?
Yes, indeed. I know. It's super fun to decorate the windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping through? The problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are much easier to damage because they just have a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows that you probably grew up with. Now, there's a few obvious things you should never do to the windows, such as drilling into or puncturing the frames or sashes. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or taping lights to the window frame. And be careful with real pine branches or cones because that fresh pine sap can really leave some nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's tempting, also do not spray that fake snow from aerosol cans on your windows because that snow can be super hard to remove after the holidays. Don't ask me how because I brought home some cool TV prop spider web things that come from Italy, and it's awesome, and it looks great on, you know, when you're making the spider web go from the clock to the thing on the table. But I was like, look at this, boys, check it out. It's still on my windows in the front of the house. It's a little bit,
excellent,
but it's still there. So you got to be careful, guys, because that snow definitely is hard to get off. So how do you add some holiday cheer to those windows? Suction cups, they can be your best friends for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, even a small wreath. And in homes with younger kids, I mean, my kids still love those peel-and-stick sort of sticky gel things that you put on the glass, and it makes all fun holiday scenes. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can add the decorations without any of the risk. And if anything does have to be attached, make sure you attach it to the trim around the windows and not the window itself.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, hey, if your roof starts to leak when snow starts to melt, you might have an ice dam. When you get heavy snow and that's followed by warm days, that lets ice dam up at the roof edge. It blocks the melting snow and it causes some potentially pretty serious leaks inside your home. So we're going to share a solution to melt that problem away on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Using the Constitution is to try to bar someone from being president.
A group of 40 House Democrats led by Representative David Cicilline of Rhode Island introduced legislation Thursday to bar former President Trump from holding future federal office under the 14th Amendment. Section 3 of the amendment states that no one who previously took an oath to support the Constitution and engaged in, quote, rebellion, shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States. Cicilline, who served as an impeachment manager during Mr. Trump's first impeachment, sent a letter to his Democratic colleagues last month to solicit co-sponsors for a bill to ban the former president from office. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Judge says set bond at $50,000 for the father of an Illinois man charged with killing seven people at a July 4th parade near Chicago. The dad's accused of helping his son get a gun license and is charged with seven felony counts of reckless conduct. One of the strongest earthquakes in Texas history struck over the weekend in the western part of the state near the city of Midland. No immediate damage or injury reports. Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says Americans should be concerned about the growing influence of China.
So it's important to understand when you think, why do I really care about China? They're all the way across the world if they want to dominate their region. Well, their intent, as Xi Jinping has said many times, their intent is not just to dominate the region. They want to dominate the world order.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Ortega warns Beijing's expansion poses a global threat to religious freedom. The leaders of Hungary, Romania, Georgia, and Azerbaijan finalizing an agreement on an undersea electricity connector that could become a new power source for the European Union amid a crunch on energy supplies caused by the war in Ukraine. The agreement involves a cable running beneath the Black Sea that would link Azerbaijan to Hungary via Georgia and Romania. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
There are now deaths being linked to the coronavirus appearing in Beijing after weeks of China reporting no fatalities despite a surge in cases.
Relatives of people who died in Beijing say their loved ones had tested positive for COVID-19, while employees at shops in one complex at a funeral home say there has been a noticeable rise in traffic there. China is seeing a surge of COVID-19 cases after the government last week eased restrictions significantly. China has not reported COVID-19 deaths since December 4, but experts caution China counts coronavirus deaths differently from some other countries. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
The United States is adding 36 Chinese high-tech companies to an export controls blacklist. The Department of Energy says it includes makers of aviation equipment, chemicals, and computer chips. Officials cite concerns over national securities. Breaking news at townhall.com. A former Long Island teacher who admits giving a student an unauthorized shot of a COVID vaccine, as seen on a viral TikTok video, has pleaded guilty. The latest from this story from Julie Walker.
Laura Parker Russo gave her son's 17-year-old friend the COVID vaccine last year at her home. She pled guilty to unauthorized practice of medicine and disorderly conduct. In exchange for the misdemeanor plea, Russo will perform 100 hours of community service, serve a year probation, and attend counseling twice a week. She was also issued a stay-away order of protection from the teen. The 55-year-old former biology teacher could have faced felony charges and jail time. The Nassau DA says they signed off on the plea deal based on Russo's long-standing ties to the community and her lack of a criminal record. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me because you're looking at the screen?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a big hour coming your way. Standing by, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. KRMG listeners certainly familiar with him. And Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour. That'll be great. Carly coming off Fox and Friends First and doing the news on Fox and Friends. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If TikTok was a Russian company, there would be an FBI raid of their headquarters. I think everyone agrees they're a privacy danger to America, to our national security. We shouldn't have the Communist Party of China having access to a treasure trove of American data.
Big tech, big problems, big crackdown. From Musk's own Twitter to the danger of TikTok, the upcoming hearings on social media platforms, this will be the story of 2023. We discuss it today.
Number two.
I couldn't get answers from any of the executives in the firm, so I simply called Sam Bankman-Fried and said, "Where is the money, Sam? Walk me back 24 months. Tell me the use of proceeds of the assets of your company. Where did you spend it?"
FTK, crypto creep, SBF in jail. The former girlfriend seems to have flipped for the state. Now she'll tell the true story. And now the whole country is under the spotlight, as you heard Kevin O'Leary speak. And Elizabeth Warren and Mr. Wonderful clashed. We'll discuss.
Number one.
I don't know why they keep avoiding the border and saying there's other things more important than visiting the border. If there's a crisis, show up. Just show up.
It's unbelievable. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, beyond crisis, try looming catastrophe. That's how we all should describe what's happening at the border right now. And if you need any more proof this administration is allowing and loving this, the act of having millions come through illegally, see how they what they're doing in Arizona, suing to take down their makeshift border wall that was actually working effectively for them using shipping containers. Senator James Lankford joins us now of Oklahoma. Senator, welcome. What did you discover about the administration and their approach to the end of Title 42?
Well, good morning and welcome, and Merry Christmas to you as well, Brian. Yep. Glad to be in the conversation. I was actually on a briefing yesterday with the administration. The end of Title 42 we all knew was coming. The pandemic is over. Title 42 was temporary during the pandemic. It allowed folks to be able to turn the Border Patrol to be able to turn people away that were seeking asylum and to say no. The Biden administration has been chipping away at that for the last 2 years, and now it's ending on the 21st of December, and I have asked over and over again the administration, what is your plan when this ends? And they kept saying, we're going to have this great plan. Well, they released out to us their plan. Their plan is the same six-point plan they've had the entire year. And then they said, but we're also going to do expedited removal, which is a great term. It sounds really good to say, okay, we're going to do expedited removal as well. Until you look at the numbers, in the past year, this administration has actually removed only 7% of the people they declared expedited removal. So they're giving them this designation. So it's sounds good in the press. Oh, we did expedited removal, but they're not actually removing people. This is
a bad situation. Can I stop you there, Senator? So out of the millions that have crossed, only 7% have been turned back?
7%. 7%. So that's their expedited removal issue. So we've got 2 million people that have illegally crossed the border, and they're not deporting. So the untold story on this is not only are they waving people across our southern border, but they're also not removing people in the interior of the country either. And so they've stopped both of those, and they're just not enforcing the law. And so this is about to get bad. When Title 42 goes away, the cartels have been waiting on this moment. There are literally tens of thousands of people on the south side of the border waiting to be able to cross. So we're talking by midnight 01 on December 21st, these numbers are going to jump again, and they've already jumped significantly. We were at 4,000 to 5,000 this summer. Now we're at 6,000 to 8,000 every day now, and we don't know what that number is going to be.
Why do you think they think it's to their advantage to have 4 million people come here illegally and to have the go sign to millions more?
Well, I would love to get an answer to that.
They keep
saying to me over and over again, hey, we're trying to stop it. We're trying to stop it. We just got to be able to make changes in this. But they're really not trying. At the end of the day, the first thing that they said was, we don't want to be mean like Trump. Trump was mean. And I said, Trump is not mean. He's enforcing the law of the United States. It's not mean to be able to enforce the law of the United States. The second part of this always comes out of, well, we're just trying to be able to manage this in a humane way. There is a humane way to be able to handle the law, but as long as they do catch and release, where they're literally turning people into the country and saying, show up at a hearing 10 years from now, and then they hand them a work permit and say, I know you illegally crossed in the country, but you can work anywhere you want in the United States for the next 10 years, await your hearing, and please show up at that date. That's not going to happen, and they're going to continue to incentivize people to be able to come.
Unless there's more Henry Cuellars, unless there's, what are you going to do? You're not in the majority in the Senate.
I know it crushes you.
It does.
You have a slight majority in the House. So are you powerless?
We're not powerless. We can continue to be able to press. There have been moments we've been able to press for changes. For instance, the Biden administration is now saying they're going to finally start putting up some of the fencing that has been sitting in the desert that the Trump administration had purchased and placed there. They've finally now announced they're going to start doing some of that fencing. That has been a push for 2 years over and over and over again. They finally cracked on that. There are some of the areas that we're making some progress on, but quite frankly, this administration, in every way they can, they're trying to wave more people in. And it's not just people from Central America and South America. They're from all over the world.
I know.
People lose track of this. You and I have talked about this. People from 150 countries have illegally crossed our border this year, and not a single one of them, we know the criminal record from where they're coming from. The administration keeps saying they're fleeing poverty. We don't know if they're fleeing justice or fleeing poverty. We have no idea because there is no check where they're coming from.
Yeah, well, let me talk about Arizona for a second. What they've done out of frustration is taken 60 double-stack shipping containers and welded the doors shut,
right,
put razor wire on top, and they're starting to spread that across their southern border because the wall we paid for has not been built. Trump lost the election. So now the government is suing to have them stop. They say it's federal land. They say an Indian tribe's West Reservation is in that area. They say it's going to affect the Morales Dam. They're throwing out everything. They say it makes it harder for law enforcement to function. If you are taking down a barrier that's not even Donald Trump-esque or authored by Trump, you clearly are trying to let people in.
Yeah, they're clearly trying to let people in. And what Arizona is doing is they're actually what's called closing the gaps. Much of that wall was under construction,
yeah,
and they were building towards each other, and there may be a 60 or 80-foot gap there in the fence that's just open. What Arizona is doing is putting these shipping containers in those gaps so there's not a gap so people can't just run through it. This administration is saying, no, we want the gaps to be there. So, like I said, we have pushed them hard enough. They're now finally going back and closing some of these gaps. But they shouldn't be taking down Arizona. They certainly shouldn't be suing Arizona. They should be thanking Arizona to say, we'll close the gaps in other areas. You keep them closed in those areas until we get to it and actually close it right.
Senator James Lankford with us, sure you recognize his voice. But Senator Kelly said, you know, when he wanted to get his full term, he was down there at the border with his blue jean shirt talking about the need to close it and how this administration's got to get serious about the border. Where is he? Why is he not shoulder to shoulder with Senator James Lankford and saying, I want this administration to do what I said to do to get my six more years in office?
Well, what's interesting is the only part of the border fencing that actually the Biden administration started any construction under was just the days before the election so Mark Kelly could announce in Arizona, look, I'm getting border fencing done here. So the administration that was saying all along, we don't like border fencing, fences are terrible, suddenly right before the election to be able to help Mark Kelly, who the people of Arizona know fences aren't bad, fences are helpful on this, they start doing border fencing to be able to help bail him out in his election. At the end of the day, it's not just Mark Kelly's election that needs to be saved. It's the American people that need to be saved across the entire country. Stop the illegal immigration. We're a country that loves legal immigration. We do not like unchecked illegal immigration, especially in the millions of people coming across.
So here's what Henry Cuellar said yesterday, cut three.
Communities are going to be overwhelmed, not only El Paso. We've seen that in the past with Rio Grande Valley. We've seen it in Eagle Pass, Del Rio. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're just not enough shelters and border processing centers to handle the large numbers of people. And what Border Patrol is doing, it's almost like a whack-a-mole in the sense that if there's a surge in the valley, they'll move people down there. If there's more people crossing during, let's say, Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and move agents over there, now they're moving agents to El Paso. So it's really, this is not the way to secure the border.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and what he's doing there, now the president says, I need $4 billion to do what Henry Cuellar wants to do. What's your reaction to that?
So what Henry Cuellar is saying is that they're moving people back and forth. But let me be very clear. The administration is moving Border Patrol back and forth, not to secure the border, but to process people coming across the border. There's a very big distinction. We think about moving, as he said, whack-a-mole, moving people around where there's the flow is increasing to stop it. It's not stopping it. It's being more efficient in the processing. And this is one of the questions that we asked the administration specifically yesterday. What are you doing to be able to deal with this huge surge of people? And their answer was, We're moving more people to the border to be able to process people faster into the country. It's the exact opposite of what needs to be done. And the money request that the administration is asking for is for more processing centers, not for more deterrence. So I'd be glad to be able to help them with additional dollars if they would actually use it to deter people from coming in the country, not processing people coming in.
Will anyone listen to you on that?
Well, we keep saying it, and you keep pounding away. When you're in D.C. and you're working on these issues, it's like pounding on granite. Eventually it gives, but you just got to pound away on it until you actually win it. You can't do it for a day and walk away. The national media focused on what was happening at the border a year and a half ago, then they walked away and said there's no story to tell here. We've got to keep on pounding on it because the American people do care about this.
So he evidently he went to Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, went to West Texas Monday and Tuesday, and he met with border agents. According to the Washington Examiner, they asked him, why is he saying that the border is secure when we have agents, when we have no agents in the field? He had the nerve to respond by saying, I never said the border was secure, but we taped it. Cut one.
The border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Right. Unbelievable, right? I mean, do you ever see this guy lie like this?
Yeah, it's painful in that, and I would say the Border Patrol agents will tell you the border is secure. It's just secure on the south side. No one crosses from south to north until they pay the cartel their fee. If they don't, the cartel will kill them. And so everyone crossing from south to north has been checked by someone in the cartels in the south. And what the untold story of this is, the last time I was at the border a couple of months ago, the Border Patrol agents there told me that just in that area, that one area of South Texas, the cartel on the south side of the river is making $152 million dollars a week trafficking people across the border. And this administration is enriching one of the most ruthless terrorist organizations in the world with its open border policies.
Let alone the fentanyl and the illegal drugs that are going through with the people that don't want to get caught. Senator James Lankford, thanks for alerting me to this. We've got to tell as many people as possible. It's not in our national interest. This is not election posturing. This is a real catastrophe, all preventable. Thank you, Senator.
You bet. Thank you, Brian, for keeping the forefront. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Same to you. 1-866-408-7669. We come back. Your thoughts on that and so much more. And I'm going to give you more of the Kevin O'Leary's exchange with Senator Elizabeth Warren and others. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on The Brian Kilmeade Show. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Ad paid for by OpenJAR Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Christmas season is upon us, but what makes Christmas so important if Easter is actually the cornerstone of Christianity? Theologian Rick Renner.
If we didn't have Christmas, we wouldn't have the cross. And what an amazing moment that God would lay aside his glory and be born as a member of his own creation.
In Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, he delves into why every morsel of the nativity story is significant to the entire biblical narrative. Like the shepherds in the field are no ordinary herdsmen. They were assigned to look after the sacrificial lambs for the temple sacrifice. The lambs' legs were wrapped in strips of cloth, swaddling clothes, to keep them blemish-free.
The angel said, when you get to Bethlehem and you find this babe, you'll know him because he'll look like a little lamb wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. The first time Jesus ever appears in Scripture, he appears as the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sin of the world.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king of the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the cast and director of Netflix's new fantasy adventure, Slumberland. The film stars Jason Momoa and Marlo Barkley and follows a young girl and her eccentric guide hopping dream to dream in hopes of reuniting her with her father.
Nemo's going through a very difficult time right now, and she doesn't want an extra weight, especially Flip, because he's very crazy and out there, which is the opposite of Nemo. And so I think she thinks that she's very independent.
The role is a fun new kind of character for Momoa.
I really love the idea of him being this wonderful character, but the same thing is he wants to know who he is and where he wants to go home and meets this one, and that's my key to kind of find who I am.
Director Francis Lawrence adds Jason gave the character a lot of heart.
A character like Flip, who could easily feel like a cartoon character, you know, giving him complexities and real wants and needs and objectives was really important.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
After my accounts were stripped of all of their assets and all of the accounting and trade information, I couldn't get answers from any of the executives in the firm, so I simply called Sam Bankman-Fried and said, where is the money, Sam? He said he had been refused access to the servers. He no longer knew. I said, okay, let's step back. This is a simple case in my mind of where did the money go? And I said, Sam, walk me back 24 months. Tell me the use of proceeds of the assets of your company. Where did you spend it?
Pretty cool. And then basically he went on to really not get muddy answers, and he talked about a Bitcoin investment in Binance, cut nine.
And then he told me about a transaction that occurred over the last 24 months, the repurchase of his shares from Binance, his competitor. I didn't know this at the time, but at some point CZ or Binance, who runs Binance, purchased 20% ownership in Sam Bankman-Fried's firm for seed stock. And then, over time, and I asked him, what would compel you to spend $2 billion was the number he was giving me at that time. Later, in a subsequent conversation, about 24 hours later, he told me it could have been as much as $3 billion to buy back the shares from CZ. I asked him, what would compel you to do that?
So I guess they tried to get Kevin O'Leary, who basically said this was his deal. They gave him $15 million to represent the company, $3 million to absorb some of the taxes, $10 million in the coin that they give, the tokens that they give. He said most of it's all worthless. I don't know what happened to the $15 million he got up front, if he'll feel compelled to give it back. Obviously, he doesn't need it. So Elizabeth Warren hates Bitcoin, hates cryptocurrency, and wanted to go after O'Leary on this. So I want to share this exchange with you. Cut 10.
If banks and Western Union said they shouldn't have to follow any money laundering rules so that they could make more money, they could improve their profitability, what would our country say, and what does every country around the world in the financial system say?
I take issue, Senator, with your concept that it makes it easier to do money laundering. Currencies have been used for drug trafficking since the 60s in the American dollar, when it was thrown out of a pipe or aircraft in a duffel bag. The American dollar is also used by bad actors all the time. I'm just saying, if you know your client rules on both sides of the transaction and use a crypto such as USDC that is regulated, you solve this problem, Senator, overnight.
So don't give up on crypto, he's saying. Don't overgeneralize and understand what you're talking about. Clearly he does. I am not Mr. Cryptocurrency. I'm not. But I know one thing, some of the smartest people who I thought were out there, and certainly the most successful, are caught up in this. And the most successful politician world leaders are caught up in this. And I guess I give people too much credit that they have screening teams, like Shaquille O'Neal has a screening team, Tom Brady, Giselle have screening teams, you know, Taylor Swift about to sign with them for $100 million, have teams that they go through and say, hey, Taylor, you know, you don't need the $100 million. It's great to have, but I'm worried about this company. They're sitting there in the Bahamas. Nothing makes sense. They have no staff. They have no quality control. They have no risk management team. Don't do it. And it just amazes me that something could get this far. And there's going to be stories about this, but I'm sure they're writing a movie right now about it. I can't figure it out. But you know who has this other actor? His name is Ben McKenzie Shankin. I want you to hear what he said yesterday, because the OC actor is against this entirely. Cut 11.
In my opinion, the cryptocurrency industry represents the largest Ponzi scheme in history. In fact, by the time the dust settles, crypto may well represent a fraud at least 10 times bigger than Madoff. The fact that it has roped in tens of millions of Americans from all walks of life, as well as hundreds of millions of people worldwide, should be of concern to us all.
Yeah, I'm going to get more from him. You'll hear more from him, too. Carly Shimkus is going to be in. We'll work this story. Also, the banning of TikTok. Your kids will pay attention to that. Maybe you do. It is too much of a financial risk. It's too much of an intelligence risk. It's Chinese made. We got to stop it. More on that later. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect
perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Via ByteDance, via TikTok, can track your location, can track your keystrokes, can compile a dossier on you, and they're hoovering up tons of data from the United States and all over the world. While they don't afford the same data reciprocity to American companies that are operating in China, the issue increasingly is that a lot of young Americans get their news from TikTok, which will allow TikTok to censor news according to the dictates of the Chinese Communist Party. That is incredibly damaging. That's a way in which they can propagandize young Americans. We can't allow that to happen.
So a bunch of states and now the federal government, if it passes the House, will get rid of TikTok unless the president's going to veto that, even though he knows it's so valuable. It's good to him to get the younger vote. He was out there with TikTok influencers. Barack Obama sitting under a desk with one, the other one with an embarrassing nose ring. I think just look awful for the 80-year-old president. Carly Shimkus is here, co-host of Fox and Friends First. Carly, welcome.
Hi.
Bipartisan, you believe this?
Just to be clear, President Biden doesn't have a nose ring. The TikTok guy did, right?
Can you look that up?
I just want to make sure.
That's a very good point. Okay. I'm pretty sure. But
weekends can get wild.
That was embarrassing, though. Did you see that?
I did, yes. And I think the word of the day is unanimous, because this bill passed the Senate unanimously to get TikTok off the government devices, which I think is the most important part of this. I don't know if you could ever ban this social media app from the United States altogether, but it just seems like such a no-brainer to not have it on government cell phones. And I think Kristi Noem led the charge on this one. She was the first state to do – she was the first governor to pass it.
Yeah, I think that the first one, though, to actually bring it up, I think was Tom Cotton.
Yeah, he's been all over this.
And he's saying – I won't play the whole soundbite, but he just says you got to get off – you got to get a new phone. He said because it sits there and infiltrates your phone, it gets into your other apps.
Yeah. Are we playing sound?
Okay. Cut 18. You convince me.
TikTok is like a kind of digital fentanyl or Trojan horse on the phones of America's youth. If you have it on your phone, you should delete it and then probably get a new phone as well. And these former members of Congress and congressional aides should know better than lobbying for a company that is directed by, at the behest of, the Chinese Communist Party, that is part of its massive surveillance network that is going to give access to hundreds of millions of Americans' phones going for today and going forward, if it's not removed from those phones, if it's not banned nationally in this country.
You're going to have a lot of pushback about people, younger people especially.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the real problem, is that this is a really important topic in Washington, but I genuinely don't know how much it's resonating with the American people. I don't see a mass amount of parents speaking to their kids and saying, delete this app. I don't see any kids or social media influencers being worried about their data going to China. Maybe they don't know about it. And also, if they did, there is a sense that, well, I'm not doing anything bad. I'm, you know, looking at kitten videos and I'm posting about fashion. What does that really matter? So I do think it's Washington's job to start convincing people if there is a convincing argument there to be made.
But this was a historic week. Finally, in America, interracial marriage is legal. And this and so is same-sex marriage. So this is historical.
Just this week?
Yeah, according to the president.
Got it.
Yeah, 5,000. 5,000 people at the White House celebrating Lady Gaga.
Yes.
And Cyndi Lauper singing her only song.
Right. Cyndi Lauper was there. There are a lot of that's great that that passed, and it passed in a bipartisan
way. But you need it. Totally unnecessary legislation while the border collapses.
A critic would say that the border issue is probably a bit more pressing, and even Biden supporters are starting to say that as well.
Right. And I think blacks and whites have been marrying for a while. I have no sources on this, but I watch a lot of TV and I see it. You know, I see a lot of commercials.
Yeah,
they look happy together.
No, this is not something you're speaking out against at all. You're saying, hello, we've already done this for generations and everything has been great. Yeah. Also bipartisan is another word of the day. I love all these positivities because now you have John Tester and all these senators saying, hey, you got to get the border in order. Hello?
Yeah.
Like, thank you for waking up to this one. I'm talking to the senators who wrote that letter recently. But it is good that they sent it to Alejandro Mayorkas saying, what is your plan when Title 42 goes away? And John Tester was out there saying, we didn't hear back. And this is a member of the Democratic Party.
Well, I just talked to Senator James Lankford, who texted me last night to say, I just got out of a meeting with Democrats, with the Biden administration. They have no plan. And he goes, none at all.
Does that mean that they're not they're still mulling it over?
Title 42 is done. They have no way to go forward. Nothing's going to replace it. But he also told me, too, and we've heard this, they're not really enforcing Title 42. There's only 7% of the people that cross have been sent back. Venezuelans for a while at work. But there's no push. There's no pressure on Mexico to get their southern border.
No, actually, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was on, I think it was America's Newsroom, and what he was talking about Mexico, and he said that the Mexican government has admitted to busing people to the southern border.
We've seen the video,
So, I mean,
to their northern border.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, exactly. What a 180 from the Trump administration, where Mexico was actually working to secure their northern or southern border, and now they're busing people to it?
It's insane. I want to talk, I want you to hear just one more cut, and this is Marco Rubio saying that this should just be the beginning, cut 17.
And this is what's really stunning to me. The Chinese tried to interfere in our midterm elections. They were putting out videos discouraging people, and they were using the algorithms to do this, discouraging people from voting on a bipartisan basis or a nonpartisan basis. And that's why I tell people, if TikTok was a Russian company, there would be an FBI raid of their headquarters. At least they would be calling for it on the left. So I think everyone agrees they're a privacy danger to America, to our national security. We shouldn't have the Communist Party of China having access to a treasure trove of American data that they can use to try to influence and divide us at the same time as they collect valuable information now and for the future.
And there's some famous lawmakers, one of which I just got to get confirmation on, that are lobbying for TikTok. So at the same time, listen, you want to leave them, there's not going to be a problem. We'll cover the back door. They won't be able to have a chance to... to, you know, the technological cyber
back door. Is that because of money? They're getting money in some capacity? Or maybe they just feel
Well, obviously. So, for example, if Carly, if you were a seven-term congressman, you retire, you become a very effective lobbyist because everybody's your friend.
Then that's when you make the big bucks.
That's when you make the big bucks.
Yep.
Meanwhile, there should be a ban on that. Maybe 10 years you can't lobby for something because it looks as though people are doing that. So on the coronavirus, I think it's interesting. The administration, the incoming House majority is making it clear they're going after Anthony Fauci and the origins of COVID-19, finding out that this could have been a problem in that lab with a bioterror weapon experiment.
Right.
This is information. So Dr. Fauci is in the crosshairs of Republicans. He was asked, when it comes to Governor DeSantis going after him, on what was behind these big companies, Big Pharma, and the vaccine. Cut 27.
I don't have a clue, Kate, what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. So quite frankly, Kate, I'm not sure what they're trying to do down there.
So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. They're not in the majority yet, but they seem to be getting access to a whole lot of material.
Right. So a couple of things. First of all, on the Florida front, Governor DeSantis announced this task force this week. And part of the task force is going to be to do autopsy analytics. And they're going to be looking at the autopsies of people who passed away suddenly who got the COVID shot and wanting to know if there's any relation between those two things. And also just going after the massive push or investigating the massive push to get every single person vaccinated. So that's what the governor is doing. And he's always been for, you know, you get vaccinated if you want, but also pro-therapeutics. I mean, he was the guy that was saying, we need more therapeutics when the federal government wasn't doing anything about
it. You think the 9 out of 10, you saw that, 9 out of 10 people lost their lives for COVID-19 were over 65?
Yeah.
9 out of 10. That's an unbelievable statistic.
I know.
And yet they're trying to push toddlers to get in, teachers refuse to get back in the classroom.
And younger than toddlers, too. I mean, like, now babies.
Right.
I don't know any parent on any side of the political aisle or spectrum who wants to get their infant vaccinated.
Well, I'll tell you what. Margaret Brennan talked about that constantly because I watch every single Sunday show, and she's on Face the Nation. I've got to get my kids. I got to get my kids vaccinated. I want to get them back to school. And listen, I'm not against the vaccine. It was pioneered by the Trump administration. We know the people behind mRNA. They do seem to be the future. They talk about a designer vaccine or a designer a therapeutic to attack cancer. They look at your DNA. They bring in mRNA. It's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not against that. I don't think anything was corrupt. They just want to find out if you're going back with variants and you're making people go ahead and get boosters, if you're profiting off that, we need to know
and
about
also,
it.
And also, this goes back to the social media conversation, because now we know that Twitter was censoring people like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who was that is one of the most infuriating revelations from these whole Twitter files, because what he was talking about is the adverse effect on lockdowns and what that was doing to kids. And he turned out to be right, and they were censoring him. Which, it's like just this whole holier-than-thou mentality at the top of Twitter. These peons on the other side of the political aisle, they're stupid, they're dumb. We need to protect people from their perspective. And meanwhile, it turns out that he was right when it came to that and could have saved a lot of headache and a lot of heartache for a lot of families.
So what we're trying to do as the American people and our listeners are trying to make to just find out what the truth is, or what the opinions are, and what is truth. And we're watching insidious moves to weight our news from TikTok and China. Russia did in 2016, you know, calling elections through cyber, you know, trying to find the things that divide us. The George Floyd riots. We have things coming from social media platforms from other countries, from Iran and Russia, to further polarize us and maybe enhance racial divisions in this country that don't exist. Then we find out that left-wing media companies are not only into our politics, but into our medicine and health.
Yeah.
So this is all happening at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, it's not just Twitter. I'm hopeful that the American people, our lawmakers, our investigators, will be able to look at Twitter and then say, Prove to me, Facebook, you're not doing the same thing. Prove to me, Google, you're not doing the same exact thing. Because we took the cover off what happened in Twitter.
Yeah, and James Comer, if he has his way, that's exactly what he's going to be doing because he's already writing letters to...
You get him on every week. I hope he stays loyal to your show.
I know.
Because he does your show at 4 o'clock today.
He is an early riser, and I thank him so much. And also, he's great to have on, and he is so smart, and he's so in the know, and he's also going to be leading these investigations. And he knows all the inner workings of what's going on. And actually, we talked to him today about what you were just mentioning about the possible bioweapons lab leak, which is what may have actually led to the COVID-19 outbreak, because the Republicans on the Intel Committee released that yesterday, saying that they had these findings that proved that that could be true. And I asked him, what sort of findings are leading, you know, your fellow Republicans to believe that? And he said, well, the Intel community has stuff that nobody else has access to. So with that said, take this report seriously.
Absolutely.
But also the Intel community that was doing the investigation into the origins of COVID-19 kind of poo-pooed that idea that it could have been linked to a bioweapon. So then there's a question of why. Why would they do that? Are you looking at different information?
Yeah.
Is there a reason behind this? And also, I hate that the origins of the pandemic have become political. There's no reason for that, Brian. It shouldn't be a political thing. Americans died, and everybody should be outraged and wanting to get to the bottom of it.
Right. And I know when Donald Trump, when one thing he says he's a mystery on, I think he said it to Bill O'Reilly in one of his events. He said, I don't understand when I bring up the vaccine why people boo. This is one of our great accomplishments. Well, since you left, they did it with a mandate. And the mandate is what has people over the top to the point where China is risking literally their freedom and their life. They can't take it after 3.5 years of oppression. By the way, their numbers are going up right now, but the people are allowed to live their lives. Part of the reason why gas is low, because they are not using much oil and energy.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. And it does appear that those protests in China worked to an extent.
Right. I'm sure they took the retina recognition, and I'm sure they're going to go and wreck their lives in some way. But there were so many people in so many different places that he had to bend.
Yeah.
I want you to hear what Rand Paul said yesterday on Sean Hannity's show, because he's going after Fauci, cut 30.
He will go down in history as having made one of the worst medical judgments in the history of modern medicine. Basically, the decision of Fauci to fund dangerous gain-of-function research in a totalitarian scenario like China is probably one of the worst decisions. I mean, millions of people died because of that decision. And so that wasn't intentional. I don't think Dr. Fauci intended to kill people, but he's on record back to 2012 saying that should a pandemic occur, should a scientist be infected and spread it to the community, that it would be worth it.
Right. So that he's going after Fauci like that's anything new.
But use other doctors.
Yeah. No,
use
I know.
Use other doctors. Why are you highlighting?
You know what? Also, I think it's very interesting. I remember back in October, there was a report that EcoHealth Alliance, the federal government, gave another grant to EcoHealth Alliance. Like, this is still going on.
Right.
And EcoHealth Alliance is the organization that gave the money to the Wuhan lab to fund this gain-of-function research. So you don't learn from a global pandemic that killed millions and millions of people that... Truly, they gave a $650,000 grant once again.
This is Carly Shimkus. When we come back, Carly's pregnant. Why she thought it was okay to drink a Heineken when we come back.
Oh, no, Brian.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from North Carolina who had her very first birthday party makes today's Dean's List. Lorraine Summey lives at Somerset Court, an assisted living facility in Cherryville. She just turned 105 years young. Jody Lanford, who works at Somerset Court, posted on Facebook that Lorraine had never had a big celebration because growing up, she stayed at home to take care of her younger siblings. And when she got older, she never asked for one. Not only did she get her wish finally, but she also received over 1,200 birthday cards from people all over the country and as far as England. Lorraine had her dream come true with line dancers, square dancers. The Facebook post also said, "From the bottom of our hearts, thanks to each and every one of you who took the time to write a birthday card and make Miss Lorraine's birthday wish come true. Lorraine, happy birthday. You made today's Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the CMA Awards new female vocalist and new Artist of the Year winner, Lainey Wilson. It was a whirlwind of an award show night, but she shared one of the biggest moments she'll make sure to hold on to.
Well, I'll tell you, my daddy is here tonight. He had some health issues this year. We thought we were going to lose him, and he spent 2 months in ICU, and just having him here tonight, I tried to make sure that I just soaked up every single moment I was with him because it's a miracle that he's here, but also just being around my fellow artists and feeling their support and love.
All the wins going in as lead nominee, it all means a lot to Wilson as she embarks on this new chapter in her career.
It makes me feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I feel like in my heart, you know, the Lord put this dream on my heart a long time ago, and I feel like this is his way of showing me this is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and I'm supposed to be sharing my gift.
Lainey's new Bell Bottom Country album is out now, and she starts her first headlining tour in January. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, we're back. So we had a Christmas party for the whole company yesterday. And did you go?
I did not. Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Right. The Fox said they wouldn't have it if I didn't go. So I said, no, I have to go.
Well, I actually heard you were paying for the whole thing. Is that true? Because that's the word on the street.
They asked my credit card. I didn't know what they were doing with it. I just figured they just want to verify identification.
Yeah, but got a very, very big limit.
But would you... Yes, I do. Would you said to me during the show today was interesting because you said Heineken... you drank a Heineken.
Well, Brian, this needs a lot more detail. There's a thing called Heineken Zero. It's
right.
Zero alcohol.
So, I thought it was zero calories. Are you sure?
I'm positive. Could you imagine I got it wrong? I was like, this beer is great. Zero alcohol. No, they may have zero calorie. I don't know. But Heineken Zero is zero alcohol. And I went to Ireland with my husband over the summer. And they serve Heineken Zero at almost every pub.
Right.
So I had a couple, and it tasted exactly like a regular beer. And I don't drink beer ever, but because that was the only option available, I kind of enjoyed it. So, yeah.
I like beer, just like Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh.
We drank beer. We like beer.
Remember that?
That was quick.
That was, wow, that was really quick. Good
But I do have trouble. I do get full for the first time. I used to laugh. And now I do feel as if I put two or three beers. I'm thinking to myself, I really have to segue. So I'm at a transition point in my
life.
But
what do you mean you have to segue?
To something else.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
I mean, because you just get really full. And, you know,
oh, full, yeah.
That's what worries me about hard liquor, because I drink too quick.
Yeah.
And if I start, let's say, like to drink everything, or like scotch or Jack Daniels, that wouldn't be good. It's like, you see, Brian, he was drunk again.
It doesn't surprise me that you drink quickly, because you do everything at a fast pace. So I can just see you pounding. Yeah.
I'm a sprinter. More of a sprinter than a long distance.
Yes. Your path in life is a constant sprint.
Right.
And it's
constant
a good
movement.
Thing. Yes. But the Fox and Friends Christmas party is today. Which
right.
I will be going to.
Are you
going to
go?
Of course. Right. The only reason, I wish I could have gone to the company one. And each year I say, gosh, I really got to do it. But it's so late. And I wake up at 12:30 in the morning.
Right. I used to say, well, it's no big deal. But now it's a big deal. After the pandemic, I don't really take anything for granted. I'm like, let's just go while we can. Remember last year, the Omicron?
Yes.
The Omicron just destroyed so many people who say, well, my grandparents don't want to take a risk.
Yeah.
Or I feel feverish. Or I've been traveling. I don't want to be responsible.
So the moral of this segment is live life to the fullest.
Right.
And at a sprint.
And even if you're pregnant, drink beer. Right. Net zero beer.
Zero alcohol.
Right.
Not calorie.
Right. Yeah, you could have calories.
Have calories, alcohol safe for post-birth,
right.
And then drink a lot.
She can't wait. We'll see. Well, thanks, Carly.
Bye.
Ad paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Thousands of migrants packed into shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border waiting for a Trump-era policy against asylum seekers to expire on Wednesday.
A federal appeals court in Washington has rejected a case filed by conservative-leaning states trying to keep Title 42 in place. Then-President Trump invoked a health rule in 2020 to block migrants from seeking asylum and expel them from the U.S. on the grounds of preventing further spread of the coronavirus. It was the subject of a heated congressional hearing in April. New York Republican Congressman John Katko predicted chaos.
Do you believe frontline agents and officers who consistently say that they are poised to lose operational control or some or all of America's southern border once Title 42 is lifted?
There are at least 5,000 people waiting now in just Tijuana, Mexico, expected to seek U.S. protection next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton cheering the creation of a new House Select Committee on China as well as a unanimous Senate vote this week that bans TikTok from all government devices.
Many Americans just don't recognize the threat that China poses to them personally in their daily life, to their privacy and the security of their data, for instance, and what their children are being exposed to. So I think this committee is a great idea, and I'm glad that Mike Gallagher is chairing it.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network recently, Cotton says he's pushing for more funding to supply Taiwan with the weapons it may need to stave off a possible invasion by China. Chancellor Olaf Scholz inaugurated Germany's first liquefied natural gas terminal, declaring that the speed with which the terminal was put into service is a signal that Europe's biggest economy will remain strong. The terminals are part of a drive to prevent an energy crunch that also includes temporarily reactivating old oil and coal-fired power stations. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
One of Libya's rival prime ministers says his government cooperated with the U.S. in the extradition of the former intelligence officer, now charged with making the bomb that downed Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. The latest in this report from Charles de Ledesma.
In a televised broadcast, Libyan Prime Minister Hamid Dibaba said Masoud Kair al-Marimi's extradition was lawful and his government was simply cooperating with an international judicial framework. Dibaba named Masoud as the bomb maker for the Lockerbie attack that killed 270 people and said that Libya had to wipe the mark of terrorism from the Libyan people's forehead. He provided no hard evidence for any of his allegations and did not elaborate on the government's role in Massoud's handover. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It sounds like something out of a movie or a TV show, but it's not.
Reno, Nevada Mayor Hillary Sheeve suing a private investigator after finding a device attached to her vehicle that was capable of tracking its real-time location. The lawsuit alleges the investigator trespassed on her property to install the device without her consent. It says the mayor was unaware until a mechanic noticed it while working on the vehicle. The suit claims tracking and surveillance of Sheeve caused her significant fear and distress. Jason Walker reporting.
The University of California reached an agreement on Friday with some 36,000 graduate student teaching assistants and other academic workers for increased pay and benefits that could potentially end a 10-month-long strike that disrupted classes to all 10 of the system's campuses. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hello, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a big hour coming your way. Kennedy is here talking about her show and everything else soccer related. We're going to talk to Michael Allen. Michael Allen, the former National Security Council official and special assistant to President George W. Bush. And then we'll do a simulcast on Barney and Company because he really likes to talk to me. And you will find that hard to believe.
I've tried to have an intervention. I'm like, Stuart, we've got to stop
working.
This.
It's not working.
He's like, I just can't quit, Brian.
Right. No one's ever said that, actually. But it was good that you thought that people had said that.
They can't get enough, Brian, obviously. We all are.
So listen, I'm pretty sure this Big Three is sponsored. So if you want to add some color, Eric, before I move on, maybe if Kennedy wants to give a one-liner before we go to the next one. So let's find out. Let's go to the Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. A Christmas gift that's even more alluring than lingerie? Naturally, nude pajamas by Pajamagram. Sensuous and soft, they look just as seductive as they feel. Get naturally nude pajamas today at Pajamagram.com.
Number three.
If TikTok was a Russian company, there would be an FBI raid of their headquarters. I think everyone agrees they're a privacy danger to America, to our national security. We shouldn't have the Communist Party of China having access to a treasure trove of American data.
That is Marco Rubio. And guess what? People seem to be listening on both sides of the aisle. Big tech problems, big crackdown from Musk's own Twitter to the dangers of TikTok. The upcoming hearings on social media platforms. This is going to be the story of 2023, but we're going to talk about it in 2022.
Number two.
I couldn't get answers from any of the executives in the firm, so I simply called Sam Bankman-Fried and said, where is the money, Sam? Walk me back 24 months. Tell me the use of proceeds of the assets of your company. Where did you spend it?
Wow. Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. FTX. Crypto creep. SBF in jail. His former girlfriend seems to have flipped for the feds. Now the whole industry is under the spotlight as Elizabeth Warren and Mr. Wonderful clash on Capitol Hill.
Number one.
I don't know why they keep avoiding the border and say there's other things more important than visiting the border. If there's a crisis, show up. Just show up.
Yeah, that is a Democrat, Henry Cuellar, saying what we all know. How could the president actually think of doing anything else but focusing on the border? He's probably heading to Delaware. It's beyond crisis. Try looming catastrophe. That's how we all should describe what's happening at the border. And if you need any more proof this administration allowing and loving this act that millions have coming here illegally, see how they are handling and suing Arizona for their own makeshift border wall. Something has to be done. Welcome officially, Kennedy.
Oh, Brian Kilmeade, here we are.
Right, 7 o'clock, we watch your show Monday through Thursday.
That's absolutely right. That's East Coast time, 4 o'clock in the West.
Right, so first off, let's start there. What's happening on December 21st? Goodbye, Title 42. And then we had Senator Lankford on last hour, says, by the way, don't think that Title 42 is being enforced. Only 7% of the people were being sent back. Meanwhile, Title 42 was used during the pandemic to tell people you cannot be a refugee.
Well, we have, you know, we have refugees, we have asylees, we have these designations that are kind of arbitrary. So, you know, people are operating under the assumption that anyone who wants to come here can claim asylum. That's not true. Asylum is very, very specific, and we only allow a certain number of asylees into the country every year. The problem is everyone who comes over the border does so claiming asylum. And they need to be protected from a regime who is actively persecuting them. That is more often than not false. And you can't say, I want a better life, therefore
not good.
I'm an asylee. That does not meet the criteria. And then when you get into the asylum process, it takes 5 years. It takes longer now because we have so many more people than judges or border agents or people who can possibly process them legally.
So the Washington Examiner reporting that Mayorkas was down on West Texas Monday and Tuesday, at which time they asked him, border agents, why are you saying the border is secure? We have no agents in the field. He had the nerve to respond that he never said the border was secure. Mayorkas actually said to the border agents, I never said that. The problem is he's lying. How do we know? We taped it. Cut one.
Border is secure. The border
We are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
What is with this guy?
He has a very different definition of secure than the rest of us.
But he just denied it. He knows it's not secure.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
he denied
that's
saying
his
it.
That's administration. They just go, yep, nope, didn't say it. It's like when I find something in my 17-year-old's room. Yep, not mine. Like, really? I found it in your possession.
Right.
In your room. Nope, not mine.
Do you want to talk about your family, or do you want to continue with this? This might be the perfect time.
I need a wall, Brian. That's what I need. I need border agents.
And they'll sue to have that wall taken down.
I need support, but I think this administration getting talking points from my 17-year-old.
Right. Would not doubt it. Maybe they got it on TikTok. Possibly. So we have a situation where Governor Ducey just said started putting up these shipping containers, just stacking them on top of each other, and then putting razor wire on top, and he's being sued by the federal government to take it down and say it's federal land. I mean, does that give you more evidence?
What is federalism then? You know, last I checked, this is a constitutional republic, and that state has the right to do what they feel is best to secure their citizens. And they don't have, you cannot have it both ways. Philosophically, you cannot have open borders and a socialistic welfare state. You cannot have both.
Right.
It is unsustainable. It is mathematically, regardless of your feelings and what a good person you are and how you want everyone to be taken care of.
Thank you.
It is mathematically impossible to sustain a system of open borders and an entitlement.
How about this? HHS Secretary Becerra is saying, I think we should give everybody, the illegal immigrants, free health care.
How about we can't afford to do it? That's a wonderful, kind, loving idea.
Dumb as hell.
If you really want to do that, then talk to every charitable organization and NGO and see if you want to help them pool their resources so they can do the Lord's work. But that is not under the purview of government
right.
to provide for every single person who may or may not want to come into this country and get health care.
And
for
can anyone think outside the box and think it's going to be a magnet to everyone in El Salvador who wants a new dental plan?
Why wouldn't
you? Know what? I need braces. Let's go through the border.
Invisalign, man.
Right. Do you think that Invisalign is bringing these men and women to the border?
I think that's absolutely.
Because I've never heard that before. I listen to old theories.
Brian, I have to broaden your horizons every once in a while.
It's Invisalign.
And this is where we start.
They came to the border for Invisalign.
They did.
But I will say this.
And they never left.
I used Invisalign. It really worked. And then once they got everything in place, they put something behind my bottom teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to me to maintain it.
Well, I think that's personal responsibility, which we're not seeing enough of.
Right.
You know, in terms of immigration or any other issue in this country.
In teeth.
And you know, it starts at dentistry.
Right.
It ends in chaos.
That's something else I never heard. It starts at dentistry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we look that up, Pete, see if anyone else has ever said that?
I don't know.
The most important thing to know about in life and everything.
It starts at dentistry.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's how I live my life.
Right. So we'll see. Senator Lankford on with us saying there is no plan. So there is no plan. There's desperation. John Tester said he got out of the same meeting and said there's no plan. So how long? See, he didn't get rebuked in the midterms. So he's like, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Absolutely.
I can legalize interracial marriage. Like, I didn't know it was illegal until early.
I think we need to free Kamala Harris from this gilded prison that is the vice presidency. This, according to Eugene, I can't remember his last name, from the Washington Post, who was asked, like, shouldn't Biden just get a new running mate if he runs again in 2024 because she's so bad? This is her issue. This is her time. This is where she could stand up and prove that she is a leader of depth and heft, and she can recraft our immigration policy to make it more sane,
mm-hmm.
streamlined, and humane. She has not done that.
So here's an example. Do you think that it was a great job when Mike Pence was told by President Trump, you head up the task force on the pandemic? Really? Thank you. Instead, he said, yes. And what he did is a freaking great job.
Yeah, and he didn't complain about the monumental task, you know, this completely unknown frontier that no one in our lifetime had ever crossed. And he did it. They got the vaccines. Did they do everything right? No. In hindsight, there's a lot of stuff that we would have done differently. But, you know, he was a man of action. You know why? Because he is a Hoosier. He's from the great state of Indiana, along with J. Danforth Quayle III, who does not get enough credit for being one of the finest vice presidents of the 20th century.
Okay, no one has ever said that.
Well,
I didn't
two things.
There's a couple of things. It starts at dentistry.
Ends with
and
Quayle.
And Dan Quayle, best vice president ever. Wonderful man, great golfer.
Wonderful, very very smart.
Right. Have you
eyes as blue as the Caribbean? I met him once in high school. I would like to say that he's kept me at arm's length since. There have been many attempts, many attempts. I, for a long time,
right.
in my apartment in New York, in my 20s, I had a picture of the vice president, the official portrait, and I cut my picture out from a different picture and put it on former second lady Marilyn Quayle's head because I thought the vice president and I looked great together, and that was on my wall for a long time.
That is so weird. I mean...
Some call it weird. Some call it.
Would you say it's true?
Which part? That portrait of the two of us was up on my wall for a very long time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was true.
So Ron DeSantis came out and talked about this pandemic before, and he said, "I am going to sue to find out what the hell went on with this vaccine, because why would the boosters? Who's benefiting from this? I want to find out who died from this. I'm going to do some autopsies, find out who's dropping dead and what happened." And he also wants to talk about Anthony Fauci. So Fauci was asked about this, and I thought it was very interesting, his response. Cut 27.
I don't have a clue, Kate, what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. So Kate, I'm not sure what they're trying to do down there.
They're trying to figure out if more people have died who were vaccinated as opposed to people who were unvaccinated. That's what they're trying to figure out so we can have an honest assessment. And if it turns out that more people died who were unvaccinated, okay, then that's a different conversation. But if a lot of people who got the vaccine and the boosters still died, then maybe it's not quite as effective as Dr. Fauci has sold.
Well, first it was 90% effective, and then it's dropped to 54% effective, and now we're
50%. It's effective for like 6 weeks.
And by the way, we're five variants in. We're getting, if you really want to keep up with their school of thought, we'd be getting a new shot every 15 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's five-shot Fauci right now. I wouldn't be surprised if it's six-shot Fauci right now.
Yeah, so if I was not allowed in a building because I've had COVID twice.
Yeah.
I've had two shots. After the second time I got it, I'm like, I'm not getting the booster. I don't want any more of this in my body.
Exactly.
I followed the rules. I did what I was supposed to. And they wouldn't let me in a building because I wasn't boosted. I'm like, I don't want to be in your building. I really don't.
Was it Trump Tower?
It was not Trump Tower.
Oh. When we come back, I'm going to play Kevin O'Leary and his exchange.
Oh, do I get to play Martha Stewart?
Oh, she's on Shark Tank, too?
No, it was just, I thought we were role-playing.
Oh, no, I don't really do role-play. I'm not much of an actor.
Oh, when you said, I'm going to play Kevin O'Leary,
right.
I was like, okay, Mr. Wonderful.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. 1-800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida Chick-fil-A celebrating the birthday of a longtime customer makes today's Dean's List. The location in Oldmar, Florida has been wishing Mr. Steve a happy birthday for over 20 years. And this year, Mr. Steve turned 104. He's been visiting the restaurant for the past 2 decades, sits in the same booth, orders the same breakfast, and reads the paper. In a Facebook post, Chick-fil-A wrote, "Mr. Steve is the sweetest, most genuine customer. Kind and humble person we have had the pleasure to know. He always gives the best advice about life and what's really important, and he expressed a genuine interest in the happenings of our lives. Back when Mr. Steve turned 100, there was a booth dedicated to him and free Chick-fil-A for life. This year, they continue to honor the man who, quote, captured the attention of the company and the country. Mr. Steve, happy birthday. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The Thanksgiving holiday week is over, and many will now turn to Christmas, which means time to decorate. But the American Red Cross says 'tis the season to decorate safely. One of the top safety issues when decorating? Candles, which increase the risk of fire. In fact, Christmas Day alone, the National Fire Protection Association says candles cause 3 times as many fires. Other Red Cross tips include turning off holiday lights when you go to bed or leave the house, making sure outside decorations are for outside use. Keep trees away from fireplaces or other sources of heat like a radiator. Don't put stockings on the mantle if you're going to hang stockings. Some older tinsel is lead-based, so make sure you check labels. And if you're going up on a ladder, be very careful. Make sure it's stable and that you're wearing shoes with good traction. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
After my accounts were stripped of all of their assets and all of the accounting and trade information, I couldn't get answers from any of the executives in the firm, so I simply called Sam Bankman-Fried and said, "Where is the money, Sam?" He said he had been refused access to the servers. He no longer knew. I said, "Okay, let's step back. This is a simple case in my mind of where did the money go?" And I said, "Sam, walk me back 24 months. Tell me the use of proceeds of the assets of your company. Where did you spend it?"
And he led towards Alameda. And he actually, let him answer this. Do you know crypto?
Do
you
understand? I do.
It? Okay, great. Cut 9.
And then he told me about a transaction that occurred over the last 24 months, the repurchase of his shares from Binance, his competitor. I didn't know this at the time, but at some point, CZ or Binance, who runs Binance, purchased 20% ownership in Sam Bankman-Fried's firm for seed stock. And then, over time, and I asked him, "What would compel you to spend $2 billion, was the number he was giving me at that time. Later, in a subsequent conversation, about 24 hours later, he told me it could have been as much as $3 billion. to buy back the shares from CZ. I asked him, what would compel you to do that?
And he had no answer.
Of course he didn't. This guy was a fraud from the beginning. But that's the thing about this case, and Charles Payne, you know, he really laid it out on Outnumbered earlier in the week. This is not about crypto. Like, crypto should not be dragged through the mud because of a fraudulent person who lied his way throughout the system. But last night on my show, I interviewed Billy McFarland, who was the guy who did the Fyre Festival in the Bahamas and went to prison for a few years, owes $26 million in restitution, completely lied to everybody. The festival is never going to happen. But it's this new class of these tech people whose intellect does not meet their ambitions. And they have these wild ambitions, and it's like Elizabeth Holmes at Theranos. They're able to sell these stories and, you know, these incredible society, world-changing concepts. But they don't have anything to back it up. And it was the same thing with this guy. He waltzed into Sequoia Capital and got billions and billions of dollars. Meanwhile, no one's looking. He's incompetent. So he just starts moving money from one place to another, this Alameda Group, and starts taking money out of there, buying millions and millions of dollars worth of prime real estate in the Bahamas. And God knows where else the money went.
Couple of things. With Alameda, he also, that's a sister company.
Yes.
So he was commingling funds there. Right? And that was his girlfriend's at the time. That was his girlfriend's thing. And she evidently has flipped on him.
That's his plausible deniability. Like, oh, I had nothing to do with it. It was my girlfriend. Well,
he did give it to her. So to speak, he did give it to give her the $1 billion or whatever. But he's going to go into whether it was I was just an idiot. Here's where you tell me if I'm wrong here. Crypto would allow this. The lawlessness of the crypto world would allow something like this to take root where it probably never would take root in the traditional financial world.
That is not true. Fraud is fraud. Stealing is stealing.
But at this level?
Yes, absolutely.
Without a compliance board,
the
risk assessment?
The problem here is not that crypto is unregulated. The problem is you have a lot of people who are very seduced by the idea of making money quickly with something new. That's an age-old story. I mean, that's every industry. That's every financial product. There's enough regulation against fraud and against theft that this guy should have been dissuaded from it. But there were a lot of people who wanted to make money quickly, including Tom Brady and Giselle and Shaq and Larry David and Steph Curry, that, you know, they were happy to step up and tell all of their fans to invest in this.
Do you think that you're not a lawyer, but a class action suit might take root, certainly will resonate with a lot of people, and people with conscience like Shaq.
Yeah. Give the money back to people who lost their life savings. He has plenty of money. He knows that. He always talks about how much money he has, and it's his money. It's not his kids' money. He has plenty. So take the money that you are given. No more. I don't think he needs to be penalized, but whatever fee you were given, go ahead and give it back to people who lost everything.
And if you believed in it, he should say, I don't want any money. I want some crypto stock. I want some ownership. That would have been great. Then he lost everything, and you say, look, I put my reputation, it's sullied, but I lost. Mr. One of them got $15 million.
Oh, lucky bastard.
Right.
That is wonderful.
But he is angry. Kennedy, I enjoyed having you in today.
Always wonderful to be here with you, Brian.
All right, and we'll see you Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock on Fox Business.
Woo!
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I have huge concerns about TikTok. The U.S. military is already prohibited from service members using it. I have concerns that this data about particularly our kids could end up being stored in China. I'm also concerned that TikTok in many ways is a communications mechanism. And the algorithms, I believe, are being manipulated by China.
And that is Democratic Senator Warner talking to him the same way Marco Rubio's talking, the same way we hear Congressman Gallagher talk, the same thing we've heard Senator Tom Cotton say. What I'm trying to say is that people see the dangers of this ByteDance-owned company, which goes back to China, being able to access so much of our personal data. Not good. Joining us now, Michael Allen, former National Security Counsel and Special Assistant to George W. Bush. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
What do you think about Senator Warner? Is he overstating the danger of TikTok?
I don't think he is. I think as your listeners are beginning to appreciate, it's not the dance videos that are the problem. It's the data that the companies are collecting on our citizens, on our children, giving the Chinese ultimately the ability to influence them. And when China is the biggest geopolitical rival that we face, we just cannot give that much data to them so that they might be able to influence and otherwise try and promote a Chinese view of the world to our to as much as one third of our population, Brian.
Yeah, I guess so. What do you think about these established politicians who are lobbying to keep TikTok in America?
Well, to keep TikTok in America, I think it's just antithetical to our national security interests. I worked on the House Intelligence Committee. We got to know the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei very well, and we over time successfully pushed them out of the United States and of Europe. We have to do the same for TikTok. It is just dangerous for them to have that much influence over our population. And by the way, the Chinese can eventually use it for extortion purposes, not just if you have a security clearance from the U.S. government, but if you work for a technology firm that has interesting intellectual property, or you work for Ford Motor Company that might have copyright data and you might have access to it. So it's a loaded gun in our head over time, and we absolutely have to push this Chinese company, ByteDance, out of the territory of the United States.
Listen to what Mike Gallagher said, though. This is what they're up against. Cut 22.
There's another thing going on here, Brian, behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, which is pretty disgusting. They've hired an army of lobbyists to do their bidding. Even former members of Congress they've hired to do their bidding. It's the swamp at its worst.
So, I mean, that's the whole thing. A lot of the guys, I think, is from your era when you were in the White House. So, you know, why would they do that? Is it money really talks at this level?
I think money talks, and maybe some are fooling themselves and just sort of saying superficially, oh, you know what, it's just dance videos. And that's nothing that's pernicious to the United States. But that's just a superficial way to look at it. It's the data they're collecting. It's the GPS data on our children that over time they could use to influence them or blackmail them. And so I do think it is an unfortunate part of being here in the swamp that some people will take these types of clients, but increasingly I think people know that it's just not acceptable to work for China at all. Any Chinese company has inextricable links back to the Chinese Communist Party. It's not like working for someone in Germany or a British company, for example. They're inextricably linked, and we have to push these lobbyists and make sure they know that working for ByteDance and TikTok is radioactive, and that's not in the national security interest of the United States to work for them.
Well, interesting. They talk about Trent Lott being one of the people that is working for TikTok, who does have a lot of personal sway. So I find that unbelievable that he would do that. So I find out maybe we'll have an explanation for it. When you talk about what's happening at our border, you know, you guys got very close during the Bush years to getting comprehensive immigration reform done. They never got a conference when it actually did pass, but now we're in an absolute mess. Listen to Henry Cuellar asking the president of his party to at least go to the border. Cut to.
I don't know why they keep avoiding the border and saying there's other things more important than visiting the border. If there's a crisis, show up. Just show up. I think part of the battle is if he just shows up and says, I'm going to be working on this and all this, just showing up at the border would send a strong signal to the communities that he's there, he cares about the border communities. Just show up.
And it does matter. He said, well, it would just be window dressing. It would just be a cameo appearance. It would not. Another thing is, if you choose to make it just a cameo appearance, you could do it. Or you could sit there and go into these centers and go into the tents and go to the border and ride with the Border Patrol and get real answers.
Exactly. Symbolism is part of being president, and it's absolutely critical that they go down there and show that they care not only about the border communities, but just the invasion of people coming across the border. By the way, some of the people that are coming across the border are on the terrorist watch list. This is not a good situation for our national security to have a completely porous southern border. You know it's a problem when the mainstream media even has been covering this of late. And so I think it's time for the Biden administration to step up, face this as an issue, and get moving with the new House Republican majority.
You know, when George Bush was in the White House, we have Senator Harry Reid, Senator Chuck Schumer talking about the need to build a wall and get rid of chain migration and how illogical it was and how could you be a country and not police your border? What happened?
The Democratic Party got much more progressive. I'll never forget watching the Democratic primary debate a few years back when they were all saying, absolutely, we want to have free health care for anybody that comes across the border. And they were trying to outdo each other in that regard. That just sends an unmistakable signal to the hemisphere that we welcome you. Here's the welcome mat, and economic migration skyrocketed. It's still happening to this day. There's a perception, a reality, a truth that it's easy to get across the border and make it anywhere within the United States. And so we have to reverse the incentives for people that are coming up here. And that begins, I think, with having a tougher stance on the border.
You know, they're all about funding the government right now, and they're talking about a CR that leads to an omnibus bill. During that, I think the Trump years, you got the Bush years, you got rid of earmarks thanks to John McCain's leadership and George W. Bush being president. Now they put them back in the omnibus bill. No one's going to see. They're going to pass it within hours. And as these senators say, they don't expect to be able to read it, but they're supposed to be able to vote on it so they can get home for the holidays. This is not the process, how the process was meant to work, Michael Allen.
It's not. This is a total abomination of a process that was made a couple of decades ago. They're supposed to do 12 separate bills and pass them each through the House and the Senate so that there's plenty of time for scrutiny. The process has been broken in the Congress for a long time. That process does not work anymore. And so what they do here at the end of the year is they put all the bills together, and all of a sudden they're going to spring it on everybody in a couple of days. And this is just unsustainable for a democracy, a way for it to function. We have to have a process by which the American people get to see what's being done in their name. And it's not working anymore. And I think this is one of the reforms we're going to have to do going forward.
Michael Allen with us, former National Security Advisor, official under and special assistant to President George W. Bush. Michael, how close did you guys get on immigration?
On
immigration
reform? I don't think that we got that close at all. I remember specifically being with President Bush at a meeting of a House Republican conference. It was out of town, and I remember the House Republican saying, this is not going to work for us. This constitutes amnesty, and there's not enough border security, and that needs to be a prerequisite to trying to normalize the immigration status of people that are already here. There were more senators, I think, trying to figure out a way to get it done back then, but I never really saw it as getting off the ground in the Bush years. And the politics have changed now. I mean, the southern border is so much more porous than ever. I wonder whether President Bush probably wouldn't have put forward that bill in this climate.
Right. How do you rate the job that President Biden's doing?
Well, it's abysmal. He is doing a very poor job on the border. I love that Fox documents that every night. I think on national security, he's not doing that well either. I at least like what he's doing on Ukraine, but, you know, he botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I don't think he's prioritized the geopolitical competition with China to the degree that he ought to. Mm-hmm. And he's bungled the Iranian deal, and they're on the precipice of breaking out and having enough fissile material to create a nuclear weapon.
And even if they signed on, it would evaporate in 3 years. Thanks so much.
It would evaporate.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Allen, always insightful. Thank you. When we come back, simulcast with Stuart Varney, Varney and Company. Don't move.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Cartoon Network wants you to start your day off right
by speaking up
against bullying.
People can be bullied for all kinds of things.
Who they are, where they're from, what they look like, or what they believe.
That's called identity-based bullying. If you see a student being bullied, be supportive.
Ask if they're okay and invite them to join you. You can be an ally
and make a friend.
Friendship.
Visit StopBullyingSpeakUp.com
and redraw your world without bullying.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. In a little while, we're going to actually do a simulcast with Stuart Barney. It's going to be great, and we'll be on FBN. In fact, I'll take my lanyard off so you don't have to see my name tag that gets me in and around the building. If you don't have this, you can't get anywhere. Talk a little bit about crypto. Also, we'll talk about what's going on with this homeless situation in New York City where we're located, and we're going to talk a little World Cup. I don't know if you saw, but France won yesterday 2-0 against Morocco, but you saw a sensational bicycle kick on the Moroccan forward that could have reversed things real quick, just missed the outside of the post. So let's listen in together.
See that?
What?
It's 10:51. You know what that means?
Brian.
Kilmeade is here on the ball right there. All right, Brian. Sam Bankman-Fried gave nearly $40 million to Democrat campaigns. I'm going to put on the screen the groups who benefited from his money. Okay? Should they return the money?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. They should return the money. And the only thing that could make him do it, Stuart, if they start putting up not the Shaquille O'Neals and Kevin O'Leary's of the world, but the everyday people. I know you need money to invest in crypto, and I'm not talking about homeless shelters, but I'm talking about middle class, low middle class people who thought this is an opportunity for me. And they put there maybe $100,000, or dare I say somebody upper middle class put maybe found $1 million and said, I'm going to take that risk. Shaq says it's good. Tom Brady says it's good. Steph Curry says it's great. So I'm going to go do it. And those people, let them come forward, tell their story and how they were duped and how they fell for the celebrity endorsement. Maybe they didn't do their due diligence. But if you're a politician that actually wants to get votes in the future and wants to sit on any ethics board, you go ahead and do it. The problem is, Stuart, in a lot of these cases, the money's gone.
Yes,
so I think they spent it. It is gone. And I think there was about 6 or 7 Republicans that took money, too.
Yes, there are. That's true. But the money seems to have been gone. I mean, why you can't trace it, I don't know. But it looks like it's gone. Next case. A judge in Manhattan says he's not going to stop Mayor Adams' plan to force mentally ill homeless people off the streets and into treatment. Do you think this plan's going to work in New York City, Brian?
Yeah, well, the problem is when Mayor Adams came out with it, I said, great. The problem is, guess who found out it for the first time? The NYPD. When they read the New York Post. So they said, how do you expect us to do that? Mayor de Blasio got rid of the homeless unit. You know, at one point, according to these officers, they knew the names of almost all the homeless. They knew the health issues they were dealing with. The shelters to bring them where they had a problem. The hotels where they could stay. But de Blasio says, I'm pro-homeless. I want to diminish the NYPD. That department is done. So what do we have? A whole lot of homeless who are freezing to death now, many of which are dangerous. How many people are flying onto the tracks because of these guys that need some mental health? A lot of them. That's make the city straight. But the problem is he didn't have a plan. I love that the judge came forward and said, how is it bad for the city that people who are emotionally disturbed, have multiple challenges and possible addictions, are off the street into some shelter? How is that bad? And these groups had nothing to say. So my hope is Mayor Adams gets that great idea, gets a chief of staff that wants to come in with his hand-picked commissioner, and they get a program together and maybe a special homeless unit, because nothing's worse than Los Angeles, but this is getting pretty bad.
Yes, it is. In New York, it is getting pretty bad. Got it. Now, let's talk about the World Cup. It's Argentina versus France. It's Sunday morning, and it's going to be on Fox. I'm with Argentina. How about you, Brian?
Well, I mean, it's hard to go against France. I mean, I thought the British had the better of the play. The English had the better of the play. I thought they were going to win. I thought they were the better team. But they don't miss opportunities to go back-to-back. It's extremely tough. But I love the Messi story. I love the Argentina story. Remember, they were on the losing end of the biggest upset in World Cup history in this World Cup to Saudi Arabia. They've turned it around. They've grinded it out. They are a dynamic team who love their superstar. This guy has become a great supporting player while still being able to score when he has to. I love that storyline. I'd love to see him walk away with the championship, then go right to Inter Miami, and then Stuart Varney and Brian Kilmeade take a trip to Miami, and we go into the stands in the MLS, and we watch the game with 24,999 of our best friends. Can you see that happening?
Yes, and I'll wear a mask. But seriously, this has been a terrific World Cup. I mean, there's all this talk about bribery to get Qatar the venue. Okay, it did happen. They're sort of making arrests. But it really hasn't spoiled the quality of play and the extraordinary upsets that just keep on happening. It's the best World Cup I can remember. Last word to you.
I tried to watch as much as possible. I never regretted watching it. I felt good about it because so many games you watch these players at the highest level miss a penalty kick, miss a cross, miss a wide-open sitter, and you think to yourself, how could you be hard on the high school kid who's doing the same thing, or the Division II college player that's doing the same thing? To see the best in the world, like, for example, that second goal that Argentina scored, you had a forward just take the ball straight ahead like a running back in the NFL and actually score it in a way you usually see 8-year-olds with the big kid up top that no one can stop that shaves at halftime. All of a sudden, you were watching the 23-year-old do the same thing. So I thought that stuff, I think it sold the game well to the non-soccer fans. You and I are. I think we converted a lot of people with this World Cup.
I think you're right. France, Argentina, on Fox, Sunday morning. I'll watch, and so will you. Brian, good stuff. See you again later.
Go get him, Stuart.
Just ahead.
That's why Stuart's great. Can talk about anything. Alex, listening in Brooklyn. Alex, always love hearing from you on WABC. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. So about this FTX story, I think that Republicans should investigate what Democrats knew about how his company was a scam. And I think they covered it up for him before the election because he gave them all this money and they didn't want the American people to find out the money that came to their campaigns was actually blood money. And I told you 2 days ago that I think that investigating the Hunter Biden story isn't going to affect the 2024 election so much because Joe Biden's not going to be the nominee, but you said that he will be the nominee. And so according to that also, okay, you can believe that, but here's the thing. Do you think that if the Hunter Biden information comes out during the primary that Joe Biden can still be the nominee? Because if he can't be the nominee, if Hunter gets convicted, then I would want, if I was you, that the Republicans should wait to investigate the Hunter Biden information until we get to the general election, because that way, once Joe Biden is the nominee, we investigate the Hunter Biden story and we convict Hunter, and Joe Biden has a way lower chance of making it in the general than he already has.
I understand the theory; it's solid, but you remember, Congress is going to expose. They're not going to convict. The FBI should be doing this. It's going to put so much pressure on the FBI to do something and the judges to act and do something. And if it does show tentacles to Joe Biden, you'll see a disorganized Democratic Party scramble to get somebody, and James Clyburn will anoint someone. But you know that he has the money. He's got the infrastructure. He's got the people. If he wants that nomination, it's his.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.